And you see, morning in the Haggadah, you start first with Kaddish. First, you have to say Kiddush, by Shtei Tzot, like every Shabbos and Yom Tov. Taisus points out, however, on the first daf in Arbet Tzachim, that the Kiddush on Pesach night is different from, and Shulchan Aruch points out, the Kiddush on Pesach night is different from all year long. All year long, you come home, you can say Kiddush, even if it's not yet Tzei Sakachavim, because the Mechayev to recite Kiddush is the Kedushas Hayom, and when a person is Moisif Mechayev LaMakodesh, so the Kedushas Hayom begins a little earlier, so he can recite the Kiddush. On Pesach night, the Pasuk says, V'yachlo es habasa balaylo hazeh. You should eat the Korban Pesach balaylo hazeh at night. Well, says balaylo. So some Rishonim say, in Brachas on that Chavot, some Rishonim claim, balaylo just means the beginning of the Kedushas Hayom, as opposed to tomorrow morning, rather than eat the Korban Pesach on Yom Tezvav in the daytime, you should eat it Leil Tezvav at night. But who adinami, if you would be Maisik Mechayel al HaKadosh, if you would be Mekabel Kedushas Hayom of Pesach earlier, you can eat it even before the sun goes down. You can eat it while the sun is shining on Erev Pesach. If you Mekabel Kedushas Hayom, so it's Pesach. Pesach is Yachlo Sabasa Balayla. So that's what Taisus and Arbi Psochim in the first Mishnah. And Arbi Psochim comes to disagree with that day. But Taisus says that it's not so. That since the Mishnah says, you shouldn't eat until it gets dark, what's the Chiddush until it gets dark? So Taisus says that here, Tosefis, when you're Moisei Mechayel al HaKadosh, it wouldn't help. You have to eat the flesh of the Korban Pesach, Dafka Balayla. And once you have it in and you have to eat Dafka the Basa, Yachlo Sabasa Balayla, so it not only applies to the Korban Pesach, it applies to the Matzah, it applies to the Marah, it applies to the Arba Kaisis, it applies to the whole Haggadah, to the CPCS and Tzrach. So since Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis, and the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the CPCS and Tzrach, you mention in the middle of the Kiddush, you mention Zman Chei Reseinu, even though it's only a passing mention, you mention that Pesach is Zman Chei Reseinu, but still, the Amiris HaKiddush is the first of the four Brachas Alakos. The Gemara says later in the middle of Arbi Psochim, the Chachamim were Mesake in the Nusach of the Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night within the framework of four Brachas Alakos. First you say Kiddush Alakos, Kiddush Alayayin, then you say the Brach HaShev Yolonu Alayayin, then you say Birchas HaMozen Alayayin, and then you say Birchas HaShir. When the Mishnah calls Birchas HaShir, that's Yalalucha with Nishmas at the end of the Halach. So this is the outline of the Haggadah, and then you have things filled in between the first and the second course, and between the second and the third course, and so on. So since the Kiddush is the first of the drinking of the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis, and the reciting of the Kiddush itself, even before you get to drink it, the reciting of the Kiddush itself is the first of the four Brachas Alakos, which are the framework or the outline of the Haggadah. So this has to be fulfilled b'leil Pesach after Tzeisa Kachavim. Why? Because of the Pasuk, v'yachlo es habasa balayla hazeh. Rav used to point out, when you read the Rambam, let's say, we're Americans, so we celebrate July 4th. So why do you celebrate July 4th? Because of the Kedushas Hayom of July 4th. It's not a Kedushas Hayom. That's a calendaric day that has certain things to reminisce about it. So let's say on Pesach, why are we prohibited from doing malach on Pesach? Because it has a Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hayom of Pesach. But why do you have to eat Pesach Matzah, Korban Pesach Matzah, and Marah Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because it's Kedushas Hayom of Pesach. So the Rambam writes an interesting lashon in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. When he writes all these dinim, he writes, you have to prava seder on Leil Chamisha Osah. Zog, Leil Pesach, you prava seder. Leil Chamisha Osah Benissen. So he writes, from the Rambam is mashma, that the Yisim Moloch stands, Yisim Moloch on Pesach, stands from the Kedushas Hayom. And if you're Moisim Achoyel Al HaKadosh, the Kedushas Hayom begins earlier. But the chiyuv to eat Pesach, Matzah, Morer, and to Prava the Haggadah, Sipit Sis, and Tzrayim, because that's that calendaric day. Chamisha Osa Benissen is the day on the calendar, like July 4th, is the Declaration of Independence, whatever. So here, Leil Chamisha Osa Benissen is the day in the calendar which originated the Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, when that day comes, when that day on the Luach comes, you have to have these mitzvahs. It happens, it happens to be Pesach also. You have other dinim because it happens to be Pesach. There's a Nisa Chometz that comes from the Kedushas HaYayim of Pesach. But the mitzvah of Pesach Matzamar comes from the Leil Chamisha also. So that's perhaps the Biur in the Tosis. Why Tosis says that even if you would be Moisef Mechoyel Ala Kodesh, and all year long that would be sufficient reason to allow you to recite Kiddush Mevod Yom and to begin the meal Mevod Yom, because the Mechayiv of the Suda and the Mechayiv of the Kiddush, everything stems from the fact that it has Kedushas HaYom. When you're Moisef Mechoyel Ala Kodesh, you introduced Kedushas HaYom earlier, but the calendaric day didn't begin yet. So the Tosefis wouldn't help. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You have to wait till Tzeisach Kochavim to begin to recite the Kiddush. This year, on the second night of Pesach, we say Yain Kiddush Ner Habdolah Zman, because the second night of Pesach is Motzoi Shabbos. Normally, we have a din that you cannot Ein Oisa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You cannot, when you have to say a Brocha Alakos, you have to say a separate Brocha Alakos on one kos, let's say under the Chuppah, so you have Bichas Erisin and you have Bichas Nisur. So we have two koses of wine. One kos of wine you say Bichas Erisin, and one kos you say Bichas Nisur. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be dafke two koses. Now, under the chuppah, we pour wine like we pour water. Like the Gemara says, every home where wine is spilled on a Tzoy Shabbos, like water, so it's going to be a simen bracha. That's what the meaning is. If you fill up the kos of dollar, have it overflowing, because the Gemara says a simen bracha. So by us, we waste a lot of money, we waste a lot of wine, we waste a lot of food. So the chasin is to have a separate kos, and they fill this up, and they fill that up, and they throw out all the rest of the wine. Years ago, they didn't do like that. I remember when I was a little boy, they didn't have weddings like that. They had one becher with a bottle of wine, and they gave a sip to the chassan and to the kali after the bichas erisin, and then they would pour in some more. So that's called two kaises. It doesn't have to be a separate cup and a separate wine. It can be the same cup. But if you took a sip in between, and then you read the ksuba, and then when you're about to say the bichas in the bar piagot and the bichas erisin, so you fill up with a little more wine. That's called the second cup.
Sheva brachas where they do
it. Sheva brachas also. We have two separate. You have one kos for the bichas hamazon, and one kos for the bichas sheva brachas for the bichas nisuin. Taisi says because they know it's a mitzvah chavilos chavilos, because they're really two different brachas ala kos. Yeah, that's the Magen Avraham has that comment. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah discusses that. Our minig is when you take out, on the day on which you're laying two or three Sifrei Torah, Leah Shabbos we're laying three, so you take out all three at the same time, and then after the first six aliyahs you switch, and after the next aliyah you switch, and you take another Sifrei Torah. So the Magen Avraham quotes that in the Masecha Soifrim, that records the Minhagim from the Yerushalmi, doesn't always correspond to the Minhagim from the Bavli. Masech HaSavim says that you take out one Sefer Torah, and when you finish, then you put it back, you take out the other Sefer Torah, when you finish, you put it back, you take out the third Sefer Torah. Because of the problem of Ein Oisa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You take out mass production, you take out three Sefer Torah, because you don't want to waste time later. So the Magen Avraham says that we don't do that, because it'll be a Tircha D'Tzibur, even though in a certain sense, it is a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, because you're lining up all the things that you're going to use for mitzvahs later. You're not going to use all three now. You're going to use the first one now.
With the whole Seder, you have everything on the Karev.
What's it? Why is this Chavilos Chavilos?
No. Everything on the Karev, we'll get to it. That's another din. We'll get to that. So the Magen Avraham says that here we're makel to take out all the three Sefer Torah at one time because of the issue of Tircha D'Tzibura. But what about Sheva Brachas? When you're holding by benching, so you're not yet holding by reciting the Sheva Brachas on the second cup. They quote the Drisha writes in Eben Ezra on the bottom of the tour. There's a Drisha Prisha. So the Drisha writes in Eben Ezra that you should fill up the both koses of wine before you begin to bench, so that the minute you finish benching, the second kos should be prepared to recite the Sheva Brachas. And the Magen Avraham thinks that it's wrong. He thinks that it's more correct for Dafke not to do like that. He thinks that's a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. True, we do it by Kriyas HaTorah all the time when we learn from two or three Svar. But that's what we make over there because it's a Tircha D'Tzibur. But if there's no issue of Tircha D'Tzibur, he says the proper thing is to fill it up later.
Chavilos, as long as you do it on the same course, you do many things. But he used separate...
There are two kinds of Chavilos. Mar has two kinds. There's one sugi in Soita on Daf Ches. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. The Magen Avraham quotes a sugi in Soita Daf Ches. I remember the Pekiyas because in the standard edition it says Soita Daf Hei. And they all point out the misprint. It should say Seita Daf Ches. Otherwise, I wouldn't remember what that is. So Seita Daf Ches is a Gemara that says, Ein Mashkim Shei Seitas Kachas, Vein Roitzim Shnei Avodim Kachas. Let's say you have a lot of Avodim Ivriim, and you want to do Ritzia, they all want to stay on after the Sheish, after the Sitzis are up, they want to stay on. So you have to bring them to a bed, and bed has to make a hole in the right ear. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to line them up, two or more about them, line them up in a row, and to do it mass production. They're going to do the first one, they're going to do the second one, they're going to do the third one. You're not allowed to line people up and do mitzvahs mass production because of the violation of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavidus Chavidus. You have to give each mitzvah Hashivis Bifnei Atzmus. So first you do one, then you do another one separately, then separately. You shouldn't line them all up.
Yeah.
Rav and Avram says to line up. Grissom would be a problem also.
What
that's about the problem? Twins. Let's say you have twins. Would be a problem. How do you arrange a bris by twin boys? Do you have them one after the other? Or, right, you have one waiting, so that when you do the first one, the second one is already waiting, you do it right away. Or Badavki, you should have a pause in between, so there are different shittas and different minhagim. On the one hand, there's a problem if you line up the second one while you're doing the bris on the first baby, you have the second one waiting, and then right away you're going to do the second one, there's a problem of chavilus chavilus. On the other hand, there's a problem of gorim bracha shein etzricha. If you would have lined the second one up, the mother wouldn't have to say another bracha. So they're different minhagim. So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Mila, they're different minhagim. And different kilos, they're different minhagim what they do.
The rabbis take the...
Do you have to make a bracha
One bracha on the first one, and then it covers everything.
No, no, it shouldn't go. They make 10 of them in one place.
It's only a matter of
who says it's not a
matter?
Does the Bezin say a bracha when they do it in Ritzia? I don't know.
Right. I mean, here.
The Gemara says that it is chavilus chavilus.
Why should it be any different than shechita?
I don't know.
It's a matter. I mean, we're very different.
I don't know. You have to study the whole picture.
There's some rabbis who make the veilas. They put this day is. They make 10 of them at one time.
Yeah.
I mean, would that be?
All the amens are in different places.
No, but
they don't have
sure
them all lined up.
They
one
have 10 in the same place. They do to.
No. I don't know. So that's one. There's one Gemara in Sotah Daf Ches about Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos that lining up the Cheftah Shal Mitzvah to knock them all off one after the other in order to save time. So that's a violation of Chavilos Chavilos because you show that you'd like to get rid of the mitzvahs as easy as possible. You don't want to spend more time to embellish every mitzvah individually to do each mitzvah separately. And then the Gemara has another din about Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. I'm going to have one becher of wine and say Birchas Eris and Birchas Nisuin and Birchas Amazin and everything all on one cup of wine. So that's also improper. That's the Gemara in Avri Pesach because of Chavilos Chavilos. So the Gemara raises the question. With this year, Amatzoi Shabbos, so how do you ever say Havdalah? When you say Havdalah, you say Bar Pagop, and then you say Havdalah. Then you say the Bracha on Bar Miyari Hoesh, then you say Bar Minim Samim. Also, Alakos. Everything is Alakos. How do you say Bar Minim Samim Alakos? How do you say Bar Miyari Hoesh Alakos? So the answer is that's no taina. That was the takana satanaim. That's the proper way to recite Havdalah. The Bar Minim Samim with the Bar Pagopim with the Bar Miyari Hoesh is part of the Havdalah. Otherwise, it would have been a hefsik. That was the takana satanaim. So the Gemara never asks on that. Let that always be a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. How do you say all the brachas alakos? That's all one long nusach of Havdalah. But the question the Gemara does ask is, how do you say this coming, the second night of Pesach? So those who are going to be in chutzlots for the second night of Pesach, they're going to say Kiddush and Havdalah together.
Yeah, even in Israel,
you're
also
going
to
do
it.
Those who are visiting, okay.
Yeah. But Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah, right. When you have Motzei Shabbos, right. Every time you have Motzei Shabbos and it's Yontif, so you say Kiddush and Havdalah together. So the Gemara asks, you should have to have a separate Becha for the Kiddush and a separate Becha for Havdalah. So the Gemara says, no, that they're related. You're talking about the same thing about the Kedushas Hayayim of Shabbos and Kedushas Hayayim of Yontif, how they compare and they contrast. So since there's a Kesher, not Stama Vei Kesher, there's a tight kesher between the two, so that's not a violation of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos.
Same trying to conduct when there's Sheva Brachos Sada Seder.
Sheva Brachos Sada Seder got a lot of problems, yeah.
I'm afraid
have a lot of difficulty. How are you going to... You can't be Mar Bala Kaisa. How will you say... Yeah. On the second night of Pesach this year, we're going to say Borim Yori Hawesh, because it's going to be Matzoi Shabbos. So the Achraim have, in many communities in Europe, they had this meaning that when you recite Barim Yerei Ha'esh, normally the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to use an avuka. To recite Barim Yerei Ha'esh, you have to have an avuka. Why say it's an avuka? A candle that has more than one wick and they blend in together on top. What happens if you have two candlesticks that are separate, that are near each other? So Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Maharil that Mikra Din is good the way it is. It's good the way it is, you don't even have to put it together. But the meaning is that you hold, if you have two matches, or you have two candles, meaning all it is, you hold them both together, and they blend in together, it makes one flame. So in many communities in Europe, they had a minig, a feda, that when Motzoi Shabbos was called Yiz B'Yontif, they wouldn't put the two candles together. You leave the candles on the table, you don't blend them in together. Why? So some say because it's kibui shalol tzarech, because usually when you'll tilt over the candles, a little bit of wax will fall down. So that's kibui. To take away, how much topic man Hashem is in there? The Gemara says in Beit, if you take away part of the oil in the cup where it's burning, so that's a violation of kibui. Others, I remember the Rabbi used to mention, others said, fakir, that it's havara shalol tzarech. That you make it burn better. Make it burn better. So since it's not really necessary, since Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Maharil, the Mikra Din is considered in Abuka the way it is, as long as I have two candles that are standing erect near each other. So it says, so it's good the way it is. It's really unnecessary to put the two together. So some wanted to say that it's Havorish Lodotah. Whatever it is, there were communities in Europe where they were Makhdud B'davke when Matzoi Shabbos was Chol Yiz B'Yontif, they wouldn't put the two candles together. So other communities, they did put it together.
The different in Shabbos, if you have two candles, also be avuka.
That has the status of avuka when you need an avuka, but when it's an Issa, then not. The Gemara says you're not supposed to use an avuka for B'dikas Chomet, because they'll be afraid to put it in the Chomet Nizok. So that's only an avuka with it's made a bigger flame. It's not because you have two candles that are near each other. The reason doesn't apply. So there, with respect to that issue, it wouldn't be considered an avuka. But when you do require an avuka, like if one wants to shech balayla, so dark, so the Mishnah says, l'chatzili, not permitted to shech balayla, he may make it in a veil, he won't realize. But if you have all the lights on in the slaughterhouse, then you may shech balayla. So what about this Bizmana Gemara, they didn't have electric lights, so it says in the Gemara, if you have an avuka, then it's permissible l'chatzili to shech balayla. So what's hechten avuka there? So there, Rabbi Kivega quotes this Maharil, and Hilcha Shechita, it's not necessary, Davke, to have a torch. An avuka means a torch. It's not necessary to have a torch. If you have two single candles that are near each other, that's also considered an avuka. Many G'daylam in Europe held that you can use an electric light for Bari Miyari Ho'ish. Now, so Lechik, in fact, told us that he remembers he was once in Vilna, and he saw Rav Chaim Oizer was Mahada B'davke to use electric lights for Bar Mi Yorei Ha'esh, to show the Olam that he holds that it's Mamish Eish. That
they're
on. Yeah, on a regular Mitzvah. Yeah, that's in Europe. Years ago, the bulbs were not frosted. The bulbs were not frosted, so you could see the filament. They were clear bulbs, so you can see the filament through. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you can only say Bar Mi Yorei Ha'esh if the flame itself is visible. But as Manas says, you have frosted bulbs. So many poskim say that you cannot use such a frosted bulb for Havdalah, even though a regular bulb you can use because the filament is mamashesh, but you shouldn't use a frosted bulb. But who are dinami alpipashtus, you shouldn't be allowed to use a fluorescent bulb, because a fluorescent bulb alpipashtus is not, there's no metal that's glowing. There is no filament, just that the gas is lit. So the pashtus is a fluorescent bulb or a frosted bulb you shouldn't use, but a clear bulb where you can see through it, that you can use. Normally, on a normal Matzoi Shabbos, you say Bari Minim Psamim. When Matzoi Shabbos is Chali Yiz B'Yontif, when you say the Havdalah, you leave out the Bari Minim Psamim. The reason why, Tesis explains why, the reason why you normally would recite Bari Minim Psamim on Matzoi Shabbos is because the Neshama Yisera goes away, so you want to have Psamim to keep your spirits up, to console the person, but on Yontif there is a Neshama Yisera. So he doesn't need the Psamim. If there's a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so why when you say Havdalah on Motzoi Yontif, why don't we recite Barim in Psamim? The Neshama Yisera goes away. So the answer is the Achreinim already take over. Here the Rishonim don't discuss. The Achreinim say that there's less Neshama Yisera. Whatever Neshama Yisera is, there's more of it on Shabbos than there is on Yontif. There's more of it on Shabbos than there is on Yontif. Right. So when it comes, Motzoi Shabbos is going to Yontif, so a little bit of the Neshama Yisera goes away, a little bit is still there. So Nishgefel, so you don't need Psamim. And when the yontif goes away, it's also not such a major contrast. Again, you don't need the sun. The Achrayim add on that on Shabbos morning, when we finish the Psuka de Zimra with the Nishmas Kol Chai, so you only recite Nishmas Kol Chai on Shabbos and yontif, on those days on which there is an Isham Yisir. And on Chol HaMoed, the weekdays, when there's no, that's why even on Hashanah Rabbah, that's what they mentioned, even on Hashanah Rabbah, when you say the long Psuka de Zimra, you don't recite Nishmas because there's no Nisham Yisir, it's just Nisht. Hashanah Rabbah has up this more of a chashivas than the other days of Chol HaMoed, but not yet the Madrega of Yontif because it doesn't have any Nisham Yisir at all. So that's why when you have Matzoi Shabbos Chaliz B'Yontif, when you say the Havdolah, you don't recite, you don't say the Baruch of Bar Mimson. If I understood it, I'd be happy to explain.
He doesn't have the right to summon.
I don't know. The next part of the Haggadah is Kaddish Ruch has Karpas. Next thing is you have to have Karpas. Normally you have Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah, so normally you should say Kiddush, and why do I say Hamaitzi? Sit down to eat. On Pesach night also there's a requirement of Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah, but the Sudah will be a little later. Alright, the stuff Mamish are long pause. If you have a lot of children, each one is going to stay over when he learns in the Cheder, in the Yeshiva. It's going to take a long time. So we don't consider this a violation of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom HaSudah, because that's part of the CPTS and terms that each child should participate and so on. But we still have to keep in mind that you do require Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah. Sometimes people forget that on Pesach night, I mentioned on different occasions, people don't realize, let's say, you want to split up the Seder, they want to have half of the Seder one place, half of the Seder in another place. So they'll have the first half of the Seder up until Hamaitzi, they'll have it one place, and then they'll go somewhere else to say Hamaitzi. So that you can't do. It's a violation of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom HaSudah. Let's say someone in a hospital, they want to visit a grandmother, whatever, grandfather somewhere. So you can't split it up in such a case. Yeah, you can split it up later. Go in the middle of the meal, okay? After the benching, you can go to the other place. But you can't split it up in such a place, such a way, that you have Kiddush in one place and the Hamaitzi in another place.
When drinking enough wine to
qualify for Suda? The Mechaber quotes one opinion like that, that Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah is satisfied even if the Suda is not passed, as long as it's one of the Chameishes Mine Dagan, if you have cake or cookies, or if you have Yayin. That's one opinion in the Mechaber. Our minig is that we make on that on Shabbos morning, that we recite after Musaf. So in a lot of communities, a lot of shuls that make Kiddush, and they have cake and cookies. So with the Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah, you're not yet to the Suda Shabbos with the cake and the cookies you have to wash. So the Olam is Naig Lahakil based on this Shitas HaGainim that the Mechaber quotes, that's also called the Seitz B'Mokom HaSudah. If you have Mezainis, meaning Mezainis, so that's called B'Mokom HaSudah. So if Mezainis is B'Mokom HaSudah, so another cup of wine is also B'Mokom HaSudah. So the fact that he drank the second cup of wine, that would make a Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah perhaps. So Rav Soloveitchik Tainid.
Oh, Haggadah comes in between.
No, so the fact that you have a long Haggadah that we said, that was the Takana Chachamim. So that's considered blending into the Kiddush, into the Suda, that all blends in. Kach Tikna Chachamim tonight. So that's not. If on a normal Friday night you say Kiddush and then everybody starts schmoozing about the latest Lashon Hara, what it says in the Jewish press and the Observer and all the New York Times. Yeah, so that's not Kiddush Mokom HaSudah. You're not allowed to be, even if you're sitting in the same place. Even if you're sitting in the same place and you're going to wash and eat Amotzi in the same place, it's not called Kiddush Mokom HaSudah. You have to go to wash immediately, believe Hapsuk Acher. Unless you have, let's say, sometimes in the yeshiva they have 500 students there, so you have to wait till your turn to go wash until it's not. So you have no brevis, you may as well learn a sugya. So you sit there and you learn. What are you going to do, stand on line and waste your time? So if you have to, you know, you have to wait an hour anyway, so that, blaze brevis, that's called Kiddush Mokom HaSudah. But if you have a brevis, you sit right there, we're saying Kiddush, and we sit right next to the dining room, is right next to the kitchen, so you go wash in the other room. And you don't choose that option of washing right away. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's a violation. A Kiddush B'Mokom HaSudah has to be in the same place in the same time. Immediately following, one has to follow the other. Unless on Pesach night, so Kach Tikna Chacham, so this blends into the Kiddush, the CPTS. Right, the Ramor quotes it. That was the Minigan Crocker, believe it or not. It wasn't the Minigan Crocker before the war, before the Second World War, but in the days of the Ramor, the 1500s, he writes that was the Minigan Crocker, that they would wash, no, even if you're making Kiddush on wine, they would wash Netilat Yadayim before Kiddush. And then they would recite Kiddush Al Yain and drink, and no one would talk, and then the father of the household would say Amoitzi, and they would eat right away. So the Gemara says, isn't the Kiddush itself a hefsik between the Netilus Yadayim and the Hamoitzi? So the Gemara says in Arbi Psachim that it depends. Well, not all Yadav, Yikadish, Allah Yikadish, but the Kiddush is a hefsik in between the Netilus Yadayim and the Hamoitzi. So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold that you require Kiddush Mumachim Suda, so then it's not a hefsik, because the Kiddush HaTashaych is with the Suda. So since we pass Kinen Kiddush Al B'Makom Suda, you have to say Kiddush Makom Suda, so the Kiddush would not be a hefsek. If you are like the other opinion, it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether you require Kiddush Makom Suda. If the din would have been like the other shita, that you can recite Kiddush in one place and you can have the Suda in another place that they're unrelated, then washing the Tilos Yadayim first and saying Kiddush in between the Tilos Yadayim and Amoitzi would have been considered a hefsek. But Hayes that we pass Kinen Kiddush Al B'Makom Suda, the Kiddush has to be the place where you want to wash and eat the meal, where you want to wash and say Hamoitzi. So reciting Kiddush does not constitute a hefsek. So that's what the Ramo quotes, that the Minig and Krok in his time was that they would wash until Tilos Yadayim before the Kiddush, then they would say Kiddush Al Yayin, and then they would say Hamoitzi afterwards.
Wouldn't it be better to make Kiddush on the pas? Then they have no problem.
No, Kiddush Al Pas is only if the pas is Chaviv Olov. If Yayin is not available, or if the pas is chaviv olov, but under normal circumstances, he's supposed to say Kiddush Al Yayin. The Rabbi Netam holds Bichlal, there's no such thing as saying Kiddush Al Pas. He denies that the Gemara ever said that. We, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that there is such a thing. Yeah, so the Rabbi Netam claims that Namaskone comes out against that, that there is no such thing. It's not Geras, the whole thing. It has to be a Bracha Al Kos. How is it Bracha Al Kos if you say Kiddush Al Pas? The time is the Maskanas HaGemara, there is no such thing. So we paskin against the Rabbein Tam, but that's only by Medrash Mamurim. In Europe, years ago, they couldn't afford wine. It was too expensive. Chavetz Chaim, many times, would say, most of the time, we say Kiddush on Pas. Couldn't afford wine. So that's no prayer. And Abdullah ben Serach Amar Medina, they didn't have wine. But we have, by us, the wine flows like water. So we're supposed to say Kiddush and Abdullah and everything Allah Yain.
The Shahazo Kegan Pesach looks like it's on
the shahakel cake is not considered kiddush b'makom suda. No, the only question is if a person said kiddush, let's say on Yom Tov morning they're giving shahakel cake, they're giving a kiddush with shahakel cake. So that's not considered kiddush b'makom suda. You would have to repeat kiddush again when you go home. But the question is, if you recite such a kiddush, does that allow you to eat that cake? Is that matiya to eat that cake? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he quotes from the tour, from the Shita Sagrenim, he claims that would be matayu to eat that cake even though the Kiddush is meaningless for later. You're going to have to repeat the Kiddush again later. Because it wasn't the Makom Suda law of holidays because he didn't even have cake. But he says it does allow you to eat that shahakel cake that you had. And many don't agree with Rav Moshe's tshuva. This is Achsidish Maisa. This is Achsidish tshuva. Because the Achsidish Sagrenim in Europe already wrote these tshuvas. Because they had this kind of Nizar and Gebrok, so they used to have the Shahakel cake. So they already wrote tshuvas that it's okay, and the Misnagdim never liked that. So Rav Moshe also comes from apparently from a Chassidish background, I think. So he also wrote Azat tshuva, but he made it more halachadik. He made it with a tour. he made it a little more palatable. Yeah, but the Misnagdim are still not so thrilled about Rav Moshe's tshuva. They hold that it's not consistent. So the Shaila is our practices that were makel based on this Shita Sagoinim. We make it because in a lot of communities they say Kiddush on Shabbos on Yom Tov morning, and then they just have cake. They have cake, so we assume that that's called Kiddush because the people don't repeat the Kiddush later on. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't so poshut. He raised the question, what about Friday night? What if Friday night person isn't specifically too hungry? He ate already on Erev Shabbos. He shouldn't have. He ate on Erev Shabbos and he's really full. He has no desire to eat on Friday night. But he has to say Kiddush, so he has to say Kiddush Makom Suda. So is he obligated to wash and to bench, even though he's not really hungry? Or maybe he can do the same stunt, let him say Kiddush, and have a couple of cookies, a little cake, and he'll be yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. I bet he won't be yotze the Suda Shabbos, for Suda Shabbos you have to wash. So let's say tomorrow, let's say it's a long summer day, and tomorrow he'll eat all the three Sudas. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person didn't eat the Suda on Leil Shabbos, he can be yotze with all the three Sudas by Yom, because the Makor and the Chumash of the Din of Shalosh Suda is the three times Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. So the Shulchan Aruch says that whoever missed eating the Suda by Leil Shabbos can be yotze having three Sudas by Yom. So you have all three by Yom. So the Magen Avraham writes, and what if the person on Leil Shabbos is really tired, he's not hungry, doesn't feel well, whatever, he just wants to say Kiddush and go to sleep, he doesn't want to have a Suda, but you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Magen Avraham says, well, you put two and two together and you come up with this maskana. Let him say Kiddush on Friday night, Let him have a couple of cookies. It'll be Kiddush Mokhm Suda. Mizoinus, yeah, and Mizoinus cookies, yeah. And then on Shabbos in the daytime, he'll be better. He'll feel better. He'll feel in the mood. So he'll eat three sudas. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's questionable. Why? Because even though the Goyim truly say that it's called Kiddush Mokhm Suda, if you have minim Mizoinus, if you have cake, or if you have wine. But he wants to know, do we paskin like the goyim or not? Because the Vilna goyim, this was the obstacle, the Vilna goyim is choylik. The Vilna goyim holds that the ikur is like the rush, that you're not yotzei kiddush mokhm suda unless you have pas. You have to have kiddush mokhm suda means the suda, that you're going to be yotzei suda shabbos. So the goyim quoted by the mechaba hold not so. So the rav was, Rav Soloveitchik was working with the premise, the goyim held that it's no good. So the ikur didn't really should have been that kiddush mokhm suda means the kiddush is we're going to have the pas. I but the minigolim is fakert on Shabbos morning, make kiddush and you have very minim zeh. So he says maybe it's a sveksveikin, maybe it's a tzirif hashit. Not that we really hold like the goinim. On the one hand, you have the shita sagoinim that you yotzei that you satisfy the requirement of kiddush mokhm suda by having cake and cookies. And even though I don't hold like that, but on the other hand, you have the shita saravid. The ravid holds that you permitted the chalal to eat before kiddush on Shabbos morning. On Friday night, on Leil Yom Tov, on Leil Shabbos, stayed beferish in the Gemara. You're not permitted to eat before kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before you say Kiddush. You're not allowed to have a cup of water before you say Kiddush. You're not allowed to drink water on Leil Shabbos before you have Kiddush. But on Shabbos morning, is the machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam says you're not permitted to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning, just like you're not permitted to eat Kiddush before Kiddush on Friday night. And the Ravid on the side of the Rambam disagrees and he says, no, you already said Kiddush last night. So what do you want? Kiddush on Shabbos morning is a different thing to make the suda into suda Shabbos. What's wrong if he eats before the Kiddush? He already said Kiddush last night, so there's nothing wrong. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the fact that the minhag olam is to recite Kiddush on Shabbos morning and then to have mezonos, it doesn't demonstrate that we outright have adopted, that we have accepted outright the shitas hagolam lahakil. No. We hold it sort of, we accept the shitas hagolam to be mitarifit to the shitas haravid. We don't pass like the haravid, we don't pass like the golam. But sehesta sveik sveikah. Maybe the din is like the raivid, that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush Bechlal on Shabbos morning. So you can eat all the cake and cookies and you drink all the wine you want. The Kiddush is Nishkin Kiddush. On Shabbos morning, you don't say any bracha, and they can just say Korpi Abdolfin. So that's not Shaila bracha levat tola. You say psukim, they can say psukim whenever you want. You say Korpi Abdolfin, and you're drinking the wine, so it's not a problem. Oh, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Since he understood that the minhag olam lahakel, to have Kiddush on Shabbos morning and to eat cookies and cake is based on a tirif hashita. It's not that we outright have accepted the shita's hagoyim. So therefore, when you go home and you're ready to eat the suda, you should really repeat the Kiddush. Because there is no svek sveka. That you don't have any tirif hashitas. They're just going to rely on the shita's hagoyim that you were yotzei the Kiddush before. That was Kiddush mokhm suda. So there are times we don't hold like the goyim. So he told it that on Friday night, he thought it wasn't right to follow the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, you don't feel well, you're tired, so say Kiddush and have some cookies and go to sleep, and eat the three sudas tomorrow in the daytime. So the Rav thought it wasn't right, that we only are makel with the Goyim Shita by Yoyim on Shabbos morning. So the Mele here also on Leil Pesach, according to the way the Rav understood, not like the Magen Avraham, we don't really hold like the Shita Sagenim, only when there's something else to be mitzaret. So here there wouldn't be anything else to be mitzaret, just you're going to say Kiddush and drink another kos and consider that Kiddush Mamak Masuda. Because the Kiddush was recited in the same place that you had the Karpas, with the Zaltzvasser, with the Yayin. You had everything but Pas. Ika, Chosman, I said, you didn't have the Pas. The Mikar Adin, that's not called Kiddush Mokhm Suda. So the Pashtus is, you have to wash and say Hamoitzi in the same place that you're having the Kiddush. So the Amir is a Haggadah, that's okay, that's not a Hepsik. But if the people are going to be Mafsik in the middle, there are certain places in the Haggadah that you're allowed to be Mafsik. In the middle of a Brochi, you can't be Mafsik. Let's say you can pause at certain places, but to start pausing to discuss the weather and the politics and the latest Lashon Hara, aside from the Issa Lashon Hara, it's a violation of En Kiddush Ela Mamakom Suda. Because you're not supposed to be mafsig with anything in between the Kiddush and the beginning of the meal and the Hamoitzi. So anything means anything that's not part of the Haggadah.
Is there really a mitzvah of Kiddush by Yom altogether? If there were, we wouldn't be allowed to use whiskey on Shabbos. I mean,
you're not allowed to.
No, the Gemara says this is, the Gemara calls it Kiddush Rabbah, that you have to have Kiddush.
Why are we allowed to use whiskey?
Whiskey, the Gemara says you can use Chamar Medina, but you can only use Chamar Medina if wine is not Motsui. If wine is not available, we're so poor that we mamish can't afford the wine.
The whiskey is more expensive.
Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva. Someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein a tshuva about what's exactly called Chamar Medina. If sodas, coffee, tea, whatever. So he writes a longer tshuva. Then he writes at the end but I don't know what country you live in. Where do you live? He says, you can only use Chamar Medina for Havdalah, for Shabbos in the morning, if Yayin is not Matzri, if it's not available, or if it's so expensive you just can't afford it. He says, all the areas in America that he's familiar with, everybody has wine. You don't have wine, go to the next door neighbor, he has wine. The other guy down the block, he has wine. Everybody has wine. What Shaykh in America, you should use Chamar Medina for Havdalah or for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. He writes in the safe, you're not allowed to.
And the shear they have, the little cup like that, it's not even a shear. Even the
schnapps. That's another question. Is it acceptable if it's less than a reviyah? That's a different machlokes. On the assumption that you're allowed to recite Kiddush on Shabbos morning on schnapps, on Chamar Medina, do you require a reviyah, a beit or a machzor to the volume of an egg and a half? Or is it sufficient if you have a tiny amount? That's a further machlokes. So again, right after Kiddush, you have to have karpas. What's the purpose of the karpas? You dip in halayla zeh shteif yamin. We dip in the karpas. Just like we dip in the mortar in Tacharais, we dip in the karpas. What do you dip in karpas? So Tosis points out, it's a machlokes harishon, where they dip in karpas into salt water, or into vinegar, or whatever. Or, no, there's a kpeda, you have to dip the davke in Tacharais. What do you have to dip karpas in Tacharais? It's because the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanayim. What does charoisis represent? What is it all about? So one opinion in the Mishnah, it's recommended by doctors. You should dip your maror into charoisis to kill the worms. The Gemara assumes that you may have some worms in your maror that are kosher worms. There are kosher worms and non-kosher worms. So you may have some worms that are kosher, but to eat live worms that they should be crawling around alive in your stomach is unhealthy. So we would recommend medically that you should kill those worms. How are you going to kill them? So the Gemara says you should dip the mortar into the charoisis. That will accomplish killing the worms, and that will solve your medical problems. That's how the Gemara says. So that's one opinion, that charoisis is b'chlal not a takanas chachamim. It's medically recommended for your health. And if you know you have no worms, or if you have something else that kills worms, it's wonderful. There would be no problem. And the other opinion in the Mishnah, Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, he says, not only is it for the medical purpose of killing the worms, Mishum Kippah, to kill a bug, it's a mitzvah to have charoisis. What's a mitzvah? Not a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. What is it, a zecher? So the Gemara has different opinions. In the Bavli, there are two opinions, zecher letit, to remember the fact that the Jewish people had to make cement in order to build these big pyramids or whatever. And the other opinion in the Gemara is zecher letapuach, that the pasuk says, she'ashirim tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticho. So we want to make a zecher letapuach, and Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, a different time that it's zecher ledam, zecher to the Jewish blood that was spilled. That when Paro, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, when Paro died, so the Medrash says it doesn't really mean that he died, it means it was the Zelba Paro, but it became a Metzora, Metzora's Choshev Kenes. When it became a Metzora, the whole Tzaras was so wild, they couldn't understand why he had Tzaras. He went to the doctors and they couldn't diagnose it. So they went to the Chatumim. They thought that it must be a Lamaila Menateva. They told him, yeah, something Lamaila Menateva, and the way to cure it is also Lamaila Menateva. That the reason why he was punished with Tzaras is because he wasn't mean enough to the Jewish people. He made him work so hard, not a bit. You gotta make him suffer more. He has to kill 300 babies every day, 150 babies. He has to, Jewish babies in the morning. He should take a blood bath and 150 babies in the evening, every day, twice a day. But derech hateva, it didn't make any sense. So the Medrash doesn't say that he went to the doctors. Doctors never recommend such a thing. He went to the chatum. The chatum hamoiz getaish that it was an oinish lemailam menateva. And the reason for the Yarnish was because he wasn't achzorius, they can ask him, but he has to be more achzorius. So we want to make a zecher to that dam. The Chumash doesn't mention anything about his blood. We want to make a zecher to that dam that the Medrash elaborates about. So that's why you're supposed to have the charois. So the Rambam and the Yalach HaDokah writes like that, that we paskin like that shittah. That we paskin that charois is a mitzvah. Not only charois is to kill the worm, to kill a keeper. For medical purposes, charois is also a mitzvah. Mainach kemina. What's the difference by the charoisis? Is only mishum medical reason a charoisis is a mitzvah mid the rabbana. What's the difference? So the Rambam writes an emol anaf kemina. The Rambam writes if charoisis is only to kill a worm, then you only need charoisis for the morrow. The Rambam says no. You have to dip the matzah into charoisis. You have to dip the karpis into charoisis. Everything you have to dip into charoisis. The Rambam only leaves that korban pesach and afikomen. Those are the two things that he doesn't have. And the question, why not? We're not exactly sure why.
Nothing else.
You should eat the korban pesach and nothing. Okay. The Charesis is not a din deraisa. We can't really make a Xeris Akos over here. Charesis is only a din derabanan. The whole din is only a rabbanan. Okay. You're supposed to pour in red wine. You're supposed to add on a lot of red wine to make it. You have to make it zeichel adam. Stam, the way the Charesis looks, it doesn't look like any zeichel adam. And Friday night, the first date is going to be a problem of adding on because of Lisha. Because of Lisha. The problem is a big problem. The problem is like this, because the Gemara says that the Charesis should be very thick, that it should be zeichel atit. It should look like thick cement. And then if you want to have zeichel adam, so it has to be very thin and liquidy with a lot of purple wine, a lot of red wine in it. So which is it? Is it going to be thick that it should be zeichel atit, or is it going to be liquidy? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you eat it both. First you have charesis that's very thick the whole time sitting there. And then when it's time to dip in the morris, so then you pour in a lot of purple wine and you make it very liquidy with a lot of pockets of wine all over the place. So you'll satisfy the other idea of zeichel adam. But on Friday night, on Yontif, it's mutter. Lisha is mutter. So this is Lisha. But on Shabbos, you're not permitted to do Lisha. So to add on more wine in order to make it everything all blend in together, that's a malacha of Lisha. So on Friday night, you can't do this. You have to have it in advance. What do you mean, have it in advance? So you're not going to have Tzarech L'smucha. You have to have thick. So the Tzarech should have half of the Charesis should be thick and half of the Charesis should be watery. You should prepare that. Okay, two different plates. Okay.
Not in the garden. You just put the wine in.
So it says the Achrenim say you should prepare it in advance. You should prepare this in advance, not to get involved. You may forget, not to get involved in the Lisha. Okay. You have two different bowls of Charesis. So that's what the significance is of the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says that we obviously do not task like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok that says Charesis mitzvah. There's a stira here between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah and the Rambam. There's a double stira. Between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah and the Rambam and the Arach HaZoka. In the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam writes, he wrote them at different times. He wrote the Arach HaZoka later. So in the Pirush HaMishnah, he writes, we do not follow the opinion of our blessed Rav Tzadok that Charesis is a mitzvah, because if we would have held that it's a mitzvah, we would have had a bracha, Shekedishana b'mitzvah sevitzivanu, al achilas Charesis. So obviously, we don't have such a nusach in the Agoda. So obviously we don't pass like we pass, and it's only Mishum Kippur. It's only for the medical recommendation. So you see, from that Rambam, the way he says he would have said a bracha, Shekedishana b'mitzvah sevitzivanu al achilas Charesis, that he understands if Charesis is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do what with the charesis? To eat a kazayis charesis? Not that it's a mitzvah to dip in. So what does he say? If the din would have been like Rabbi Leiter, sorry, that it's a mitzvah, he would have said a bracha, Shekedishana b'mitzvah seton al achilas charesis. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that if you hold mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to eat kazayis charesis. The Ramor writes like that. The Ramor writes just like an Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat matzah, kadesh yecha matzah l'teyovain, so you shouldn't eat any fruits that are going to be used in the charesis, kadesh yecha charesis l'teyovain. Who eats charesis? He's supposed to dip in the mar, then shake off all the charesis. The little children think that it's a mitzvah to pile up as much charesis as possible on top of the mar. The Gemara says not, you have to shake it all off. If you're going to have a lot of charesis, so it's the Dvar HaRashur says mevatel the mar, so you're not supposed to have a lot on. So what does the Rambam mean? Kadesh yechol charesis l'tayom. So obviously he's alluding to such a shita, and the Rishonim, there is such a day. The Furish, they have such a day. That it's a mitzvah mid rabbana to eat a kazayis charesis. The Rambam is alluding to such a thing. So that's the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is right. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok. If it would have been charesis mitzvah, he would have recited the bracha, Shekedishonah b'mitzvah of tzivanu al achilas charesis. And we don't say that, so it's only for medical purposes. But the Rambam in the Arach HaZoka writes that there is a mitzvah mid rabbanan. He doesn't say to eat charesis. It sounds like there he toned it down. It's a mitzvah rabbanan to do the tibul. That's the whole mitzvah rabbanan. Why don't you say a bracha Shekedishonah b'mitzvah of tzivanu? Because it's taka. So al achilas charesis. He doesn't quote that there's any mitzvah to eat. Why not say a bracha Shekedishonah b'mitzvah the tabul marabah charesis to the tour? He asked that kash on the Rambam. If he passes in the Arach HaZoka that it is a mitzvah, so how come there's no bracha? So he says, just like there's a din of ikar in Tofel and Birchas Hanenin, the Birch Alika Potas HaTzvela, if you have, let's say, potatoes with butter, so you don't say butter priadoma and shachal, you just say butter priadoma on the potatoes and the butter or the salt goes along without a bracha, the Tofel doesn't need a bracha. So the same is true in the area of mitzvahs. If you're doing two mitzvahs together, and one is an ikar, one is a Tofel, it's hard to visualize which tafel is about to tafel to which. Shalyad is tafel to the Shalrosh, Shalrosh is tafel to Shalrosh. So normally you don't have one mitzvah tafel to the other. But here, the Torah says, here you have, if you have two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of Maror, And the mitzvah is tibul amara b'charoisa. So the ikar mitzvah is the mara. The main mitzvah is to have mara. And then there's a mitzvah of the rabbanan to dip the mara into charoisa. Zeichel to this, zeichel to that, zeichel to that. Okay, okay. But still, mara is the main mitzvah. And to be metabel the mara in the charoisa. So one is a main mitzvah, one is the tuffel digger mitzvah. So the tuffel digger mitzvah doesn't require any bracha at all. Milan Priya is a question. It could be that everything is Mila. It could be that the whole thing is Mila. If you should assume that Milan Priya are two separate...
I'm safe,
right? If you hold like that side, that it's two separate mitzvahs, how come there's no bracha? So you can say also because of Ikar and Tov. So the Rambam and the Al Chazaka Paskins, the Charoisis is a mitzvah. So therefore the Shitasa, the Rambam writes that we require Tibul. The Charoisis not only on the Morer. If it would have only been to kill a worm, so you need Tibul and Charoisis for the Morer. The Rambam says, no, the matzah you have to dip in the charoisis, and the karpas you have to dip in the charoisis. All the mitzvahs, achilas halayla, you have to dip into the charoisis. Except for the carbon pesach. The rabbi writes, he never heard of anything so ridiculous in life, doesn't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. Whoever heard of dipping the matzah into the charoisis, and the karpas into the charoisis, you dip it into mei melach. You dip it into vinegar. You don't dip it into charoisis. But that's what the Rambam writes. You dip in the matzah, the karpas, and the more, what do you dip the karpas? Well, the karpas is also a mitzvah achilas halayla. What's a mitzvah achilas halayla? Is the karpas? What kind of a mitzvah? Why do we eat karpas? So the more says karpas is purely kedei sheishal atinoikis. The Rambam has a whole separate halacha, and the Yad HaChazaka, on Leil Pesach, you have to do things that are mishuneh in order to keep the children's interest, in order to make sure that they don't fall asleep. Special din, you have to do modna zachem. So one thing we do is we dip the karpas into salt water for no purpose whatsoever other than kadesh yishu latinakis. That's how the Gemara says. It's just hakeru latinakis. That's all. And the other thing we do is oikrim es ha-shulchan. Right after karpas, normally when you say kiddush, you have to have kiddush makom suda. So sometimes let's say you say kiddush and you give cake and mezainis and then you talk for 2 minutes and then you go wash. Is it shayach? Is it niktan layom? You say kiddush and give cake and then you say, okay, Shira Malat. That's the end. No more food. You have to have Kiddush Malkum Seder. So that's what we do on Leil Pesach. The Mishnah says, Oikrim Es HaShulchan. You take away the matzahs and you put it in a different place. You put it on the side to demonstrate that we're not going to eat anything tonight. So the kid says, Manish Tana Lala, what's going on? What do you take away the food? You have to eat. That's exactly what it says in the Haggadah. That's what it says in the Gemara. You have to be Oikrim Es HaShulchan. Not everybody reads the tiny letter, so a lot of people don't do it. It says that you have to be Misalkim Es HaShulchan. You have to take away the plate with the matzahs on it. The Kairan put it on the side to demonstrate kilo no food tonight. We're not going to eat. So the son asked, Manash Tana Lada Zemekola, what's going on? Just make kiddush. You have to eat. That's only for the Hakeru Litinukas. Then the Rambam has more Hakeru Litinukas. The Rambam says, the Gemara has a lotion, Chaytvim Matzah. Machap, let me Chaytvim Matzah. So some, right, the Miri says that you gamve the matzah. But the Miri has it a little different. The Gemara says, Kadesh Yishalatinukas. What does mean Chaytvim Matzah? So the Miri says, you gamve the matzah from the children. Not that the children gamve from the parents. You gamve from the kids, so the kid will go start looking. That'll keep the kid awake. If the kid hides the matzah and I have to go look for it, so the kid will fall asleep and I'm going to find his matzah. No, but to keep the child awake, so the Miri learned that that's the pshat. You gamve the matzah from the child, that'll keep the child awake. That's how the Miri learns. The Rambam writes, other Rishonim learn chotz v'matzah means you eat the matzah quickly. Chotz v'machap means you eat it quickly. No, you don't eat slowly because you're going to eat slowly, the children may fall asleep. The Gemara has something to do with the children falling asleep. So what does it got to do with falling asleep? So if it means you gum for the matzah, you gum for the apple, he steals, we steal. So you have a game. So you have a game to keep the child's interest. If it means that you eat quickly that they shouldn't fall asleep. If you're going to see a Easter meal, so everyone's going to fall asleep, they won't finish that gora. So that's how the Ravid learns pshat. And the standard pshat, choyt for matzah, eat it quickly. The Rambam writes, choyt for matzah ze miyad ze. That's the Lashon HaRam. Chot v'matzah zeh miyad zeh. So some learn that the Rambam means the same as the Miri, that you gamve the matzah. But I remember the Rav said a comment, so why does it say zeh miyad zeh? What's the Lashon? Chot v'matzah zeh miyad zeh. So he thought, the Rav thought, that the Rambam meant something else. We have in the Haggadah, you have yachatz. Karesh ruchatz kapas yachatz. Yachatz is before Mag. What is Yachatz all about? Why do you break the matzah and put away the Afikam? Why do you prepare it now? When you're holding later, you'll put away. When you say Amoitzi, the Gemara says you have to have two shleimas because of Lachamishna. Every Shabbos Yom is going to be Lachamishna. Otum Shleimus, and you have to have a prusa because Lechamayim Adak Shalani beprusa Avkam beprusa. You have to have a broken matzah. So our minig is to be yotzei the two requirements. You have two Shleimus and you have one prusa. So you have to. You start off with three matzahs. You break one and then you have two and a half. And you put away the larger half of the applicant. Why do you make yachatz now? Make the yachatz later when you're holding by hamotzi. After on the tilos yadayim before hamotzi, make yachatz there. So it's usually assumed. The Rambam doesn't have it like this. It's usually assumed, the way the Maharami Prague explains in his Nidvuras Hashem, the standard pshat is that the Gemara has two drushes. The Gemara has many drushes on the pasuk lechemayni. What is the expression lechemayni? The Gemara has kama v'kama drushes. So one drush is lechemayni, lechem sha'aynim alav dvarim hadeh. That you have to have the matzah there when he calls man, when you recite the Haggadah, when you recite the Halal. The matzahs have to be exposed. Then the Gemara has another drush, lechemayni, madak shalani beprusa. So if you put the two together, two and two make four, you have to have a prusa sitting there the whole time when you're telling CPS in time. So right before Magid, you have to have yachas. You have to break a matzah to have a lechemoni, a prusa, so that you should have Odom Olatorim Habib when you say the Olagoda. That's the normal pshat. In fact, the Maharami Prague says that's why we recite Holach Manya. We say, why did we just make yachas? This is the lechemoni. Holach Manya. This is the lechemoni. Lechemoni in the sense a prusa and lechemoni in the sense that we're going to lechemom shalom al dvarim habib to explain why we just did the yachas. That's the pashim shah. The Rambam has holach ma'anya. He has that's the nusach, but he doesn't have the yachas here. The Rambam does not have yachas. So where did we get the yachas from? Yes, I mean the whole siman kaddish uchat. The Haggadah is mainly quotes most of it from Rashi. Rashi is probably one. The Rashi and the Talmidim of Rashi, the ones who composed this whole siman of the outline of the Seder. Yeah.
If the Goyim holds on two matches, still break.
Still breaks. He wouldn't have
that. Yeah, the Goyim follows the Rambam shita that on Leil Pesach the halacha of lechem oni tells you not to fulfill lechem mishnah, not to have two shleimus, only to have one and a half. Yeah. So the Rambam writes a lashon, and you have to do things that are mishune in order to. Still, according to the Vilna Gaon, even though Pesach falls on Shabbos, you don't have lechem mishnah. You have one and a half, even though it's on Shabbos. Not only on a regular yontif, even when yontif is chaliyus and Shabbos, you also have one and a half matzahs instead of two and a half. Yeah. So the Rambam writes chayitz v'matzah kedei sheisha atenayim what is chayitz v'matzah. So the Miri learns and someone gamas from somebody. And the rabbi learns to eat quickly in order to finish the meal quickly. You don't spend a lot of time. A lot of people spend an awful lot of time on the meal. And then it comes after the meal, so the last part of the halal, they run through quickly. It's not right. The Gemara says the ikar part of the halal is the second half of the halal. You're supposed to go about, you should eat the meal quickly. The Gemara says, chayt v'matzah, according to that. You eat the meal quickly, so you have a lot of time to recite the halal there. And the Rambam learns kidei shelo yishnu hatinok is kidei sheyishalo v'shelo yishnu. You have to do dvarim mishunim, strange things. Akiris hashulchan you have to do, and the karpas is kidei sheyishlo hatinokis. And he says chayitz v'matzah zeh miyad zeh. So the Rav thought that the Rambam doesn't mean like the Miri that you gam for the matzah. Otherwise, he should say chayitz v'matzah zeh miyad. He thought zeh miyad zeh means that you have a tug of war. You have two people have a matzah, two people sit next to each other have a matzah, and they start fighting with each other until they rip it apart from each other. And the kid says, what in the world is going on? What are they breaking matzahs for? Not the father of the household takes a matzah and he breaks it quietly and wraps it up and he puts it away. It's not going to be more of such a rush.
World shaking.
Yeah, it's not the world shaking. Chutz matzah, zeh miyazeh, two people hold on next to each other, they have a fight over the matzah and they break it. So that's apparently what the Rambam also had a yachas. The yachatz was kedeshi yishul atinoikas, the Rambam says. Not the way we have yachatz, that it should be alechamayni, to have laprusa, to have lechashan mal advarim habe. And we assume that's why you say holachmanyu. We just made alechamayni to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah of magi. But the Rambam holds no, that the yachatz is to break it kedeshi yishul, like the karpas is kedeshi yishul. Like that kiris hashulchan, everything is done in the beginning. All the hekeru, the tinoikas, is done in the beginning of the meal. So the Gemara says clearly, that's the whole kavon of the karpas. Purely kedeshi yishul atinoikas. Every year you have another baby, so the Gemara says for the next child, child who was there last year remembers already all the answers. The next, old enough to understand what's going on, but he wasn't old enough last year.
Could you assume that this is just an example, that the idea is something different in some way?
I don't know. No, the kitla is not the kitla is not assumed to be kadesh yishla tinoikis. No, there is a machleik. It's what the kitla is all about. The Magen Avraham claims the kitla is lahaskelo yama misa, because on Pesach night you take out the best of the best. Normally, all year long, there is a din that none of us observe that you're not permitted to have a full meal, a full course meal, a wedding, and a bar mitzvah. We have full course meals on a regular weekday. We have every shul dinner, every function. They have full course, 20 course meal with so many everything. Hakolbak mitzvah. So the din is all year long. Mishum zeichel lechurban amikdash. You're not allowed to have a full course meal, except on Pesach night. You have to take out everything and have all the nicest kalim and the silver, and even the silver bechers that you have as a mashkin from a goy that you lent him halvoys, and he gave you a mashkin. Normally you're not allowed to use it. No. It says only not to have nice. It says leil Pesach special. Leil Pesach is zeichel lecheres. The shacheres, you should have a full course meal. Everything should be bishlei musa. So the Magen Avraham says, Pesach night, the person is going to have the best of the best, and everything else, mitanam, is going to get carried away with himself. You have to tone it down a little bit. So you should wear a kitzel. So based on that, the Magen Avraham says that if one is an avelis, that that person is an avelis, yid beis chodesh, so he has the misa right in front of his eyes, so he doesn't have to wear a kitzel to be yaskelo misa. So there's no need to wear a kitzel. That's what the Magen Avraham said. And they quote from the Vilna Gaon that he disagreed totally with the Magen Avraham. Said it has nothing to do, the kitla has nothing to do with the Yaskala Yom HaMisa. The kitla is Zecher when they used to eat Kochim Kalim and Yerushalayim. He claims they used to eat wear a Chaluk Lavan. They used to wear a special Chaluk Lavan. I don't know if it says it anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bameshi Mishmoisha Koshivis Meam Yeluim. The Gemara says, Bachaluk Lavan. Bameshi Ebenu did the Avodas HaKarbonis the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar, when Rosh Chodesh Nissen came, and you had the Yud Beis Nissim brought the Yud Beis Karbanos Lachanukas HaMishkan. So it says that Aaron did the Avodah. So Aaron wore the big dikuna, but Moshe Rabbeinu was never told he didn't wear big dikuna. So what did he wear? His regular outfit. The Gemara says Epsalek Tzach Nishtaf and Seichel that he wore regular weekday clothing. So the Gemara asks, Bameshi Mishmoshe Kol Shivis Nehem Lug, Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara answers, Mistami he wore a Chaluk Lavan. Mistami wore a special Chaluk Lavan. So the Goyen assumes that just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to wear something special for the occasion, so Mistome Yisraelim who were in Yerushalayim, who were eating Korban Pesach, HaKotchim Kalim, whenever they ate, would wear a special beautiful Chaluk Lavon. So Zeche to the Chaluk Lavon that Bnei Yisrael used to wear when they ate the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach, so the father of the household should make a Zeche, so that Zeche LaMikdash, he should wear a Chaluk Lavon. So the Goyen says, therefore, even one who's in Avela should also wear it. It's not Yaskala Yom HaMisa and he doesn't need it. It's a Zechel HaMikdash. That's what the Netziv in the Hagdamah to his Agada quotes this from the Vilna Goyen, and he goes weiter. He talks about Kadesh Urchat Karpas. Why do we wash until Sidaim before Karpas? Most wash without a bracha and some wash with a bracha. What is that all about? So the Gemara in the end of Pesachim explains why. Because Karpas is Mishum Hekeru Latinoikis, to do a Dova Mishuna to keep the interest of the children. So what is the Karpas? You have to dip the vegetable into something. According to Rami, we're dipping it into Charoises, and according to everybody else, we're dipping it into Chaimetz, or into Mei Melech. So it's going to be, in effect, the Dova Shetivula B'mashke. The Dova Shetivula B'mashke, Stam Yadayim Ashni Yisein. There's Exeter the Rabbanon, the Stam Yadayim Askani Yisein, so the Yadayim Asheni Latuma. The Sheni Latuma, if you touch a mashke, if he hands a tummy, touch a mashke, so should have made it into a shlishi or something. So there's a chumim with the rabbanon that kol ametame, kol apaisel asa truma. Since tam yadayim, if you would touch truma, you would pass a truma, because truma is mekabel tum up until the level of a shlishi. So kol apaisel asa truma, metame sa mashkim liyos tchila. If you touch any one of the mashkim, it will make it into a rishon latuma. If it makes the mashkim into a rishon latuma, then the karpas that you... So when you're going to dip in the vegetable into the salt water, if by mistake you'll dip your finger in, so you make that salt water into a rishon latuma. A chumrim in the rabbon, make it into a rishon latuma. Then when the karpas will be touched into the water, so the karpas will be mekabel tuma from the salt water, it'll become a sheni latuma. If you'll eat the sheni latuma, it'll make you tummy mid the rabbanim. In Atara, this din doesn't exist. The person eats oichem tmeim. So he doesn't become tummy. Oichem can't be tummy. Odom. And Odom should only be the kabbalah. So Shani cannot be Mitami and Adam and Atar, but the Rabbanon, that's not Chachumah, that's called Tumas Agviyah. Tumas Aguf, Tumas Agviyah. When a person eats this, when a mashkim that a Tame, he becomes Tame also. Nu, if he's going to become Tame, how can he eat the Korban Pesach? He's going to become Tame Toitachnish. So that's why you have to wash for Davish to build up a mashk. So the question is, does Zalz Giret Givon, that makes sense, this man Amigdosh, that the person doesn't want to become Tame, he has to eat the Korban Pesach in another half hour. So this man is everybody's Tame anyway, with Tmei Mason, well, Abba Tume. But tell me anyway, so what's the problem? What are we worried about? So the Rambam says it doesn't matter. It was a takonas ha-tanoim, it was a takonas ha-chachamim years ago, that whenever you eat a dovish tzavut b'mashke, that you're dipping the meichel, you're dipping your Danish into coffee, or you're dipping a cookie into milk, whatever, you're dipping an oichel into a mashke and you're eating it, so there's a takonas ha-chachamim you have to wash until it's your diamond, say a brocha. Or let's say you're not dipping in, you have an apple or grapes that were just rinsed off. They were just rinsed off and they're still moist on the outside. So you have to wash until it's a dime with a bracha, until it's a dime before you eat the food that's a davish et tevula b'mashk. And Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam and says no, that this is only bizman atanoim, bizman that they were nizra and tumah v'tara, so they had to wash for davish et tevula b'mashk. Bizman hazeh that we are all tmeim anyway, so you accomplish absolutely nothing. So there's no need to wash for davish et tevula b'mashk. So on Pesach night we do wash, but we wash without a bracha. Why? Because it's the machlokes, the Rama and Tosfos. The Rama holds you have to wash with a bracha. Tosfos holds the Bizman and says you don't have to wash at all, period. So because it's a machlokes, so we go lechomer in both directions. We wash because of the Rambam shita, and we leave out the bracha because of Tosfos shita. And the Tome also holds you have to put in so much wine that makes it into a mashka.
A mashka is something you drink from your thirst.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good time. I don't know. The time is why shouldn't the wine be bought after the rest? I don't know. It's a good cash. Very good. So the Taz has a famous kasha on this din in the Shulchan Aruch. He says everybody does that. Everybody washes without a bracha on Pesach. Some people, the Vilna Gaon Paschal, like the Rambam, and he used to wash with a bracha on Pesach night also. So Dovish et Tevula B'mashke, he said a bracha on the Tilsi Dan. We know that Uruchatz is without a bracha, and later Rochatz is with a bracha, and they go and say a bracha both times. So the Taz asks, Akash, Manish Tana Laila Zemikol Alaylo, it's how come on Pesach night we wash with Dovish et Tevula B'mashke without a bracha, and all year long people are mezalzel and adin. They eat fruits that are rinsed off, they eat vegetables that are wet, without anything until it's your dime. They dip in cake and cookies into drinks without washing beforehand. All year long, we don't wash it all on Pesach night, because it's for the Rambam. He says, Mikan, from this dinner, Tachachas Megula, to all those people, as a Musar, to all the people who don't wash all year long, you have to wash. That's what the time says. Tatai is all year long, you have to wash a Dovish at Tavulim Mashka, like we do on Pesach night, there's nothing different. So the Netziv comes to defend the Minik Oilom. The Manishtana Lailaza, so he says, Mishtana, is on Pesach night, we do a lot of things that are Zechel HaMikdash. We have Koyrach, Zechel HaMikdash Kehilo. He says, the Vilna Gaon gesagt, that you wear the kittel, Zechel HaMikdash, because this represents the Chaluk Lavan that all of the Israelim used to wear when they were in Yerushalayim, when they were eating the Korban Pesach. So he says, perhaps the idea of washing for the Dovish et Tevula B'mashke is also Zechel HaMikdash. His man HaMikdash, he had to wash for Dovish et Tevula B'mashke in order not to become Tamei, in order that you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So we want to make a Zechel HaMikdash, and he says, and that explains why the minig by some Balabatami, some communities, is that only the father of the household washes, and the rest of the people don't wash.
To show that you don't.
For Karpas. If it's a real dinner, Dovish et Tevula B'mashke, then everybody has to wash. But if it's only Zechel HaMikdash, the washing is only Zechel HaMikdash, it's only the father of the household has to wash. The other people don't have to wash at all. So they're different in Hogan, whether everybody washes for Karpas or only the father has to. Again, let's go again. So really, first you say Kiddush. And then you should say Hamoiti, and Kiddush on the Machmas Lidah. So here there's a Takanas Chachamim, you don't say Hamoiti right away. You first do Hekeru Litinoikis, you first want to keep the children's interest. So we do three things, the Rambam says we do three things to keep the interest. So each time you should do, in each generation, the father should be creative, innovative. You should figure out the time, and Achanam. The Gemara says you have to be Mechalik Lois, and the Gemara says you have to keep the child's interest, however one succeeds in doing that. So the tradition that the Gemara and the Rama mentioned, they have three. The one is the karpas, which is a wild thing. What are we dipping things in for? And the second is misalkin es hashulchan, and it's right after silik hashulchan that the child asks manishtana. And our practice is, like it says in all the Haggadahs, that you bring back the Korah before you say Avodim Hayinu, because you have to have Lech Mishayim Olav Dvarim Harpe. You have to have the Matzis Megula on the table when you're saying the Haggadah with the Halo. So you have to bring it back. The Rambam holds in Gansan Natsal. The Rambam holds Mesalkanis Hakaira, you take it away, you don't bring it back till you're ready to say Matzis Zushan Olachim Al Shemo. So what happens to Lech Mishayim Olav Dvarim Harpe? So the Rambam says, that's it. Lech Mishayim, he doesn't have Dvarim Harpe. He must have had the gear to Lechem Shanim Olav Dvarim. And the Dvarim that you say is Matzah Zul Shanim Olav Dvarim. That's all. That's all. You just have to explain a little bit. Not the whole Haggadah should be Allah Matzah. Just a little bit later on should be. Matzah Zul and Mora Zeh. That's all.
Some people
have
to cover up.
We have the power. Yeah. It's a little more, it's a little stranger if you take everything and put it on a different table.
More impressionable.
The whole idea is that it should make a strange rush. So the whole reason why we have karpas is for heker l'tinoikas, but once you're having tzvila, heker l'tinoikas, then you require netilas yadayim in advance, so that's why you have urchas karpas. And the tumen hogum that everybody washes, but you really hold yechoshish the ramam shita mikiradin, so everybody has to wash with davish tzvula b'mashke. Oh no! Only on Pesach night you make a Zechel HaMikdosh, and in Bizman HaMikdosh everybody had a wash. So that's why on Pesach night with Chayshu, so that's why some ancient Benhagim from the 1500s, from the 1400s, the Sifra Benhagim have it that only the father of the household washes, and the other people don't wash for the carpets, because it's not that we really are Chayshish for the Ramam Shita. Just as a Zechel HaMikdosh, the father of the household should wash. Then you have the Yachatz. The Yachatz is, we mentioned already, the Machlokes HaRishonim, what Yachatz is all about. So the Maharami explains the standard explanation. That you want to have a Lechem only, a Prusa, Lechem Shonim Olav Dvarim Harpe. You want to have the Prusa Megula the whole time. So that's why you have Yachatz, and you declare, Ho Lachmanya, this is the Lechem only. We just made a Prusa, and this will enable us to do Magid, which is coming up next. And the Rambam Mepes understood Yachatz differently, that it's only also Hekeir L'Tinoikos. All the three Hakeru L'Tinoikos are wore one after the other. The Karpats, the Yachatz, and the Misalkim Es HaShulchan. Then you get to the Manishtana. What do you need the Manishtana for? Why don't you just go straight into the Avodim Hayinu? So this is based on the Pesukim. Ki Shalchan Bincha Mocha Leimar. The Pesukim say, Keneger Abo Avodim Tevetera. The Chumash speaks about the children asking questions of the parents. So the Tanaim understood from those Pesukim that the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim Leil Pesach should be fulfilled in the form of Sheila Tshuva. The child should ask questions to the parent, and the parent should give the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the form of an explanation of the Mitzvah Salayim. And the child is asking, Moha Vodaz Eslachem, he's asking, Moha Eres Achukim Mishpat HaMashit Shiva Hashem Alkeinu Eschem, he's asking regarding the Mitzvah Salayim. So that's why the Manish Tano, that's dumb. What's going on, Dad? Well, you should ask if he's a chacham. You should ask regarding the mitzvah salaylo. According to his understanding, but somehow you should get the child to ask something regarding the mitzvah salaylo. The shayla should be revolving about the mitzvah salaylo. If one cannot succeed in getting the child to do that, so the Rav used to point out b'shem Rav Chaim that in the Rambam you have interesting. He writes misalkim misal kairo misalkim misal shulchan, take away all the food. The Kana Bein Shoyal. The child asks whatever he's interested in. And then the Oymer HaGod recites Manashtan Alayla Zeh. So the Rambam, the way we have the Giris in the Rambam, in Frankel's Rambam, he points out that they have all the Kisveyad of the Rambam, where it doesn't say that. It says the child asks Manashtan, the way we're used to thinking. Child asks Manashtan. But the way we have the text in all the printed editions of the Rambam, it says Kana Bein Shoyal, after Akiris HaShulchan, the child asks, why did they take away the food? Well, we're not going to eat tonight. And that's all. The child doesn't ask all these the fear kashas. And then the Oymer HaHagadah, the one who's reciting the Haggadah on behalf of everybody else, says himself the questions, and he gives the answers to his own questions. And his questions should be revolving about the mitzvah salayla. What does it mean the Oymer HaHagadah? Who? Zachal Hashem, the Oymer HaHagadah? The father of the household is there, HaHagadah? What it means is like this, and the Gemara says b'feirish that one person, just like by Kiddush and Abdullah, our practice is one person says Kiddush, and everybody's yotzeh with Shemei Koina. Kiddush and Abdullah and Mikra Megillah and Tkiya Shoyach, one person lays the Megillah and everybody's yotzeh with Shemei Koina. So the Zman HaGemara, they had no Haggadah. So everybody's supposed to remember the whole Haggadah Baal Peh. So you have one talented person who knew how to say the whole Haggadah Baal Peh. They had no written Haggadah. It was Torah Shebaal Peh. You're not allowed to have all these drushes on the Psukim. didn't say miyad shenema, and this pasuk means this, and this pasuk means that. This is all perashah ba'alpeh. So they didn't have a written haggadah. So you have to have a balkishan that he should know the whole haggadah ba'alpeh. They didn't have sidurim. They weren't allowed to. Gemara says they weren't permitted to write down brachas. If you write down a bracha with an isa dvaram shebichsav, you're not allowed to. Dvaram shebalpeh. Dvaram shebalpeh, you're not allowed to write down. So they didn't have haggadahs written down either. So one person would recite the haggadah ba'alpeh, and everybody else would be yaita. But shemei kaina, you apply shemei kaina here also. The Gemara just says the one who knows ba'alpeh, the talented balkishrin, has to be one who's mechui b'dover. Let's say that everybody, the older people, are busy making a living. And the only one who knows the Haggadah Ba'al Peh is the child who's been chazing the Haggadah for the last month, and he's not Bar Mitzvah yet. So you can't have a cotton, just like you can't have a cotton serve as the Baal Tekeya, be the Baal Keirah for the Mikra Megillah. So Mishayin Mechui B'dover, and Maitre Sarami Dechavosim, the one who's going to be the Omer HaHaggadah, one who's going to say the Haggadah to be Maitre everybody else, has to be one who is Mechui B'dover. So the Gemara says, one who is blind, the Gemara has this, one who is a Saginah, a Suma, is even though we paskin normally that assume is chayv and all the mitzvahs hamur as batayra, but assume is potter miloy mahagoda. From sipi tzis and tzraim on leil pesach is potter. Special pasuk because it says, "Babizel asa Hashem li b'tzeis mi mitzam, babizel lo amarti lo b'shar shesh matzah mor munachem lo fanecha." And zeh means you can zeh. The word zeh means you can see it, you can demonstrate to others. Like the Gemara says, there's a pasuk b'neinu zeh sarer moreh. The parents bring the child. They bring their gangster son to the bezin, and they say, "This is the kid. This is the yizvor." They say, "Bineinu zeh sarer mares." The Gemara says, "Bineinu zeh prat l'sumim." If they're sumim, they can't really say zeh. Zeh means that they see it and they damn, they show it. They see it and they show what they see. So the same over here. The Gemara says, "It says babuzeh osa shamli babuzeh l'mata b'shar shesh matzah mor menachem apanacha." They have to be able to see the matzah mor and show it to the other people to whom they're telling over the story. And demonstrate that this is the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mar. So if the one who's saying the Haggadah is a Sumo, so the Gemara says he's not Chayv min HaTorah in Haggadah. He'll only be Chayv min the Rabbanah. So the Gemara says, no, if he's Mechui min the Rabbanah, can he be Moitzi us with Haggadah? So the Gemara says, it depends. Is Haggadah, Sipi Tis and Tzramas Man, is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbanah? So the Gemara says, that depends. Because Babizel or Amarti, El B'Shor Shesh Pesach Matzah Mar, Menachem Lefanach. You have to have some mitzvahs halayla. So the Korban Pesach is out of the question. We don't have any Korban Pesach. Morar bizman is there, is only with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, because the mitzvah of Morar min HaTorah is only in conjunction with Pesach. Bizman that there's no Korban Pesach, so the Morar is only with the Rabbanon. So the only thing you have left to discuss is matzah. So the Gemara has vaytah machlek by matzah, where the matzah bizman is there is the rice of the Rabbanon. So one day in the Gemara, in the last parak from Stochem, is that just like Morar is only with the Rabbanon, so matzah is only with the Rabbanon. Matzah and Morah are only in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. If you don't have any Korban Pesach, so the Matzah and the Morah is in conjunction only with the Rabbanon Zechel HaMidrash. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them that the Morah is only Hechsher with the Tisko. Morah is only in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. It doesn't stand as a mitzvah b'chnei atzmo. That's why you look in the Rambam, and both in the Yalach HaZokah and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, I'm not going to count Morah as a separate mitzvah, because it's not. It's only Hechsher with the Tisko. It's a chelik, it's a prat within the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But matzah will count as a separate mitzvah, because matzah is not only a hechsher with the pischo, that's the lashon of Gemara daf ayin in Pesach. Gemara says that matzah and mor are hechsher with the pischo. It enhances the kima mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is more bishlei musa. Now he, true, this, the mechilta says if you eat Korban Pesach and you didn't have matzah mor, but the yevid you yoyfi Korban Pesach, but it's only a yoyfi Korban Pesach shelo bishlei musa. If you have the Korban Pesach with the matzah and the mor, then the Korban Pesach mitzvah is enhanced also. So the Rambam says, and don't wonder why I'm not counting mor as a separate mitzvah, because it's not a separate mitzvah. It's only hechsher the pesach. But matzah, the Rambam says, we do count as a separate mitzvah because we paskin that matzah bizman is as their ice. If you would have held that matzah bizman is as their rabbanon, so matzah wouldn't have been a mitzvah either as a separate mitzvah. Would have also been included as a prat, as a chelik me chelki mitzvah of the mitzvah of korban pesach. So the Gemara says, No. This is chametz would be the right. something we have maintained. Something is the right. Yeah, the Gemara says he said, bro. If it's one mitzvah, how can you say two brachas? And I's in a kasha.
Before about the
Now, Rosh Hashanah, I'm not on this kasha. On this kasha, you're asking on kasha, how can you say two brachas if it's one mitzvah? So we mentioned the Prima Gadim has such a kasha on the Bahag. Bahag says that if you miss one day of Svira, so you can't continue to count. So the way it's usually assumed, the pshat in the Bahag is that it's one big mitzvah with 49 parts to the mitzvah. 49 chelkei mitzvah, and they're all miyakfim zezeh. Just like all the dalaminim, shebelulav miyakfim zezeh, if you're missing one, you don't shake the lulav. So here also, all the 49 chelkei hasvira miyakfim zezeh, if you're missing one day, so you can't go weiter because of miyakfim zezeh. So the Prima Gadim asked that kasha. If it's all one mitzvah, so how do you say 49 brachas? So the Rav said regarding the Prima Gadim's kasha that he didn't think that it was a kasha. There is no halacha that you say brachas in accordance with how many mitzvahs you're doing. One only says a bracha when there's a maisa mitzvah. When you have a kima mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. So let's say I move into an apartment where there already is a mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham says, he said bracha shekirishanu b'mezuzah, lo de babai sheyesh bo mezuzah. You can't say l'kva mezuzah, you're not being kaveh. He says, you say bracha lo de babai sheyesh mezuzah. So the later achronim, the chidah, quotes the later achronim, ask a kasha in the Magen Avraham, first of all, they never heard of such a bracha. You can't invent your own bracha. And secondly, they tainer, there's no maisa mitzvah. There's no maisa mitzvah. You don't say a bracha when you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you do a maisa mitzvah. So the Rav said, just like if you have a kiyama mitzvah, there's no maisa mitzvah at all. So there's no bracha. What if you have one kiyama mitzvah that requires 49 distinct maisa mitzvah? You have to have 49 different maisa mitzvah, one every night. You have to tell sfira the first night, the second night, the third. Then you can't rattle off all the spheres at one time. You won't be yotzei. You have to have a maisa mitzvah the first night, maisa mitzvah the second night, maisa mitzvah the third night. Every night you have to count the sphere that belongs to that night. So true, it's not only one mitzvah, but there are 49 distinct maisa mitzvah. So he thought that separate maisa mitzvah would be mechayes, separate brachas. So here it's an interesting kasha. How can the Rambam say two separate brachas on Mora and on Matzah if it's one mitzvah? So maybe talking the same answer. That true, it's one kiyama mitzvah, but they're clearly two distinct maisa mitzvah. Rambam writes, interesting, the Rambam writes, if you do like Hillel, the Rambam passes that it's optional. If you want, you can eat the matzah more together. If you want, you can eat the matzah separately and the Mora separately. So the Rambam writes like this. If you eat the matzah and the Mora together, then you say, bracha shekirishana b'mitzvah sutzvanu al achilas matzah umrorim. One bracha together. And if you eat separately, then you say a separate bracha al achilas matzah and a separate bracha al achilas Mora. So the Rambam is right there like that. Exactly the same. The Rambam holds that they're not two separate mitzvahs. It would have been two separate mitzvahs. Even if you eat it together, you should say two brachas. Because they're considered two different maisa mitzvahs. He says, no, from the fact that you can eat it, bikricha, shows that it's one mitzvah. It's all hechsher of the pistol. It's all one mitzvah. But if you do it as one maisa mitzvah, then it's one bracha. If you do it as two maisa mitzvah, then he says it's two brachas, even though it's only one kima mitzvah. Like only one kima mitzvah, you're right. So the Gemara explains that if you hold that matzah b'zman is also only the Rabbanon, that matzah is just like Mor, that it's only b'teres hachshere de pischo, and just like b'zman is Mor is only the Rabbanon, matzah is only the Rabbanon, so if you have no Pesach at all, and the matzah Mor is only the Rabbanon, so the maximum that the CPTs and time can be is only the Rabbanon, because in order to fulfill CPTs and time, you have to have b'avuzole matzah b'shoshesh matzah Mor menochem panecha. See, you have matzah and Mor, but there's not the mitzvah of matzah and Mor. So if the mitzvah matzah mor is only the rabbanon, so the sipit sitzman time is only the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, the Gemara tells that in the yeshivas in Surim, Pompadisa, and Bovel, they used to have a big seder. The bochum didn't go home for Pesach, they stayed in yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva would prava a seder like in Valoshin. The Netziv used to prava the seder in Valoshin. They all write to all the zechroinis about the Netziv seder in Valoshin, with the nigudim that they sang, and they have a lot of essays written about that. Rav Kook wrote poems, and others, Bialik, and everybody wrote that they all described the Seder in Valozhin that the Netziv used to preside on. So the Gemara says the same was in Bovel, that the Rosh Yeshiva would prava Seder, and everybody would be Yotze with Shemei Koinus. So Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. Rav Yosef was a Sumo, and he used to recite the Haggadah Baal Peh. He knew what Baal Peh, and the Talmidim didn't know. And they were all Yotze with Shemei Koinus. So the Gemara says, how can it be? He's only Mechuyib Med Rabbanon. Aren't they Mechuyib Med HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef held that matzah b'zman is the rabbanon and mor is the rabbanon, and there's no carbon pesach, so no one is mechuyev in CPTS and Simon Atar. So they're all in the same boat. Everybody's only mechuyev in CPTS and Simon the rabbanon. So he can say the haggadah to be mighty then. But since we pass in otherwise, We paskin that matzahs deraisis, and the mele we paskin that tzipitzis and trim is deraisis. But assume it's potam ilayim hagodah. That's the more. Assume it's potam and atarim ilayim hagodah. That's the beferish drosha. Baba zeh. So therefore, we would paskin that a sumah wouldn't be able. Let's say there's an alter zayde who wants to. He's been presiding over the zayde for the last 80 years, and he wants to continue, and he's a sagi noha now. And he's going to say the Haggadah. So everybody says along the Haggadah. So what's the next Eitzah? Why not? Let him say and I'll say and we'll all say. But if some of the sections they're not going to say, then the people are going to listen, and or the women are going to be working in the kitchen and they'll be listening, they'll be paying attention. Shemei Kaina. So you can't say Shemei Kaina if the women are Mechoyiv Min HaTorah and the Suma is only Mechoyiv Min HaRabbanon. So the Gemara says, you don't allow Shemei Kaina. You say Mechoyiv Min HaDover. And the Motiyah Sarab Min HaDechoy Vasa.
So the boy, young child can't say it.
No, so he's Yaitse. No, he's Yaitse, his Chiyav Midrabbanan. That's not a problem. No, but he can't be Maitse the others because he can't see the Matzah. Yeah, that's not a problem. He'll listen to someone else.
He can't see when he says Umatsa Moro.
No, the Gemara says he's Mechiyav Midrabbanan. The Gemara says even though he cannot see, because he's not able to see the Matzah the Moro, even though he can touch, but he can't see it, so he's not Mechiyav Min HaTorah in CPTS and so on. But Midrabbanan, the Gemara says that he is Mechiyav in CPTS and so on. So if he'll listen to if he'll stay on his own or listen to someone else, there's no problem. But that he should say the Haggadah to be Maitse others who can see, the Gemara says we wouldn't allow that because we pasken that Haggadah is the right, because Matzah is the right. If you would have held that Matzah is the Rabbanan, then Haggadah would have been the Rabbanan, then the Summa would be of Maitse everybody.
But he has a double Rabbanan. He has a double Rabbanan.
So it doesn't matter. Tesis makes a chilek between a Katan and a Summa. The Summa is different.
The minimum of
Kiyum. The minimum is Kol Shalom and Shloshadvar Medavim Pesach Rabban Gamliel. So that's the bare minimum. You have to say those three. But the proper thing is to say Bariches Maschel Begnus and the Sai Mishrach and to have the whole Haggadah. To have everything. That's the Rambam as we have the text in the Rambam. There are the Girsas in the Rambam that is not so. The Kana Ben Shoah Manishtan, the child is before Bar Mitzvah says Manishtan. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. But the Rambam as it's printed in our editions, and the Rav said that his grandfather Rav Chaim and his father and he, they were makbid about that. That after the children sang the Manishtan, they would say along or they would say separately later on, based on the way we have the reading in all the editions of the Rambam. That the Oimer HaHagodah, the one who's reciting the whole Haggadah, he should present the questions, these are real solid questions regarding Mitzvah Salayla. What's Matzah all about? Bizman HaMikdash, the Rambam quotes from the mission, there were five questions. Not that everything goes in units of four. Keneged Abba'banim and Abba, because not everything is four. The three kashis used to be five. The fifth question the Mishnah has, how come Kulot Sli? Well, how come everything is Sli? A question on Karm Pesach. It's not HaMikdash, they yes on Pesach, on Matzah, on Morer,
and Mesubim,
on Hesedah. And what was the fifth one? No, that Sli was Karm Pesach. And then they would ask on Madbilim. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Since it says Kulotzli, so the Mishnah follows the view of Dentema. The Gemara has a machlokes satanim, but a chagiga of Arba Oso, a chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach, that's eaten right before you eat the Korban Pesach is eaten at the end of the meal. Nechal alasova, in order not to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. You're going to eat it in the beginning, you may be starving, they were fasting all day, tainus cheres, so they may be hungry. Or even if they didn't fast, they went to a siyum, but the whole afternoon, you're not allowed to have any lunch late in the afternoon. So people are hungry, so if you eat the Korban Pesach right after Seah Moitzis, eat the Korban Pesach, you're afraid that someone will be so hungry they may break a bone of the Korban Pesach in order to get to eat it easier. So they made a takana that you should eat the Chagigas HaBasa before, and that apparently Shvira sets him as mutter, and then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. But one Tana says that it's not true. The Tema says that all of the dinim of Korban Pesach apply equally to Chagigas HaBasa. The din of Shvira Setzim applies. You're not allowed to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to break the bones of the Chagigas HaBasa either. And all the dinim Sli, you have to eat that Sli, you have to eat this Sli. Exactly the same, all the same dinim. So the Gemara says that this Dam Mishnah, the Mishnah has the Nusach of the fifth Kashas, not the four Kashas. The fifth Kashas, that Bizman HaMikdash, you say, Halayla Zek Kulot Sli. You don't say Sli. Halayla Zek Sli, so all year long also. Sometimes we eat Sli, Shalak and Mabush. Halayla Zek, everything is Sli. Normally, the Balabasli gives you a choice. You want turkey, you want chicken, you want this, you want this. Different thing. You give you a choice. On Pesach HaNos, everything is Tzli. Everything is Tzli. Can't give me something else. Everything. They're both. The Chagigas HaBasa is Tzli, and the Korban Pesach is Tzli. So the Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah that it's a Stam Mishnah like Ben Taima. Ashayna Tosis says, Halachik is Stam Mishnah, so it shows that we paskin like Ben Taima. That's one day in Tosis, that we paskin like Ben Taima. Another Rishayim says, it's not true. Why should we paskin like Ben Taima? It happens to be it's Taka Stam Mishnah, but still we shouldn't paskin like Ben Taima. So Chaptan Afkemina, Chaptan Afkemina Tosis discusses, when you have the Shnei Bizman Hazeh, the Mishnah says that after the Churban Abayis, the Tanoim or Misakin, that you should have a Kaira that has on it the Shnei Tavshilin. What is the Shnei Tavshilin all about? So in the beginning of the Sugyas HaGemara, Imsochim on that Mishnah of Shnei Tavshilin, they don't give the reason for the Shnei Tavshilin. So it would appear the Shnei Tavshilin on Pesach night is the same as Shnei Tavshilin on Erev Tisha B'Av in the Suda Mavsech. Shnei Tavshilin is representative of the Suda Chashuva, a two-course meal. Not as there, a full meal means a 10-course meal, something like a chasana, like a bar mitzvah, whatever, a dinner, a shul dinner, something like that. So bizman ha-mishnah, when they want to say a real meal, so they say shnei tavshil. So on Erev Tishma, we have to chatzos, you're not permitted to have in the Suda Masek a shnei tavshil. And on Leil Pesach, you have to have shnei tavshil that you're going to eat. You're going to eat the shnei tavshil, not just to look at it. Azecha, you're going to eat the shnei tavshil. That's how the sugya seems to begin. And then the Gemara backs out in the middle, and the Gemara says, no! The Gemara never says what the reason for Shnei. The Gemara finally comes, whatever you thought is wrong, the real time for Shnei Tavshilin is, it was Nisakin after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Echad Zechel HaPesach, Echad Zechel HaGigah. So that's what Tosis discusses, the Zechel HaPesach and the Zechel HaGigah. Do you have to broil both of them? So some Balei, Tosis quotes, some Rishonim used to broil one, and he used to cook the other one. Why? Because the Korban Pesach has to be broiled. And the other one doesn't have to be broiled. The Chagigas HaBos, it can be whatever, cooked also. So the one that Zechel HaPesach should be broiled. The one that Zechel HaGigah can be cooked. And then Tosis gets excited. Oh no! It's a Chastam Mishnah like Ben Taima. Allah has a Kulot Sli. You see that there's a Stam Mishnah like Ben Taima. And Halachic is Stam Mishnah. We usually follow the Stam Mishnah. So they have to be both broiled. Both of them have to be broiled. Because even the Chagigas HaBaros, also the dinners like Ben Taima has to be brought. But not all of Rishonim agree with that Tosis. They say, forget about the Minhogim with the Shnei Tavshilin. Tosis says themselves, you can cook both of them. You don't have to broil either of them. Because it says Tavshilin. Tavshilin means that it's Mavushal. It doesn't say Shnei Macholim Tzluyim. It says Shnei Tavshilin. So the Pashas and Mishnas, they can both be cooked. It says Zechel HaPesach, Zechel HaChagigah. It doesn't mean that anything has to be broiled. But then other Rishonim say the whole Tosis is not correct. We should not Paschal like Ben Taima.
Can't do it now.
Yeah. So it says that our minig is we don't eat. You just have the Shnei Tavshilin. Yeah. So our minig, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, that the Shnei Tavshilin is not that it should represent Asuda Chashuva. It should be a Zecha LaPesach, Zecha LaHagigah. So you don't have to eat either. It just sits there. You eat to the Zecha by looking at it. No. Tosis has the shaila. There is a machlekes hatanaim, taka ben teima. The Gemara says if you hold like ben teima, that korban chagigas arbaasa, the chagigah that you bring on erev Pesach. Normally on Shavuos on Sukkot you bring the korban chagigah on Yom Tov, either on Yom Tov Rishon or Achal HaMoed or on Shvi'ish al Pesach on Shmini Atzeres, Shlomo, yeah. But on Pesach, in addition to bringing a chagigah on Pesach, on Yom Tov Pesach, there was also a chagigah sarbasa that was brought on Erev Pesach. So there's the first thing. Gemara starts off a machlekes hatanaim, but a chagigah sarbasa is a chayva. Is it absolutely necessary? Everybody must bring a chagigah sarbasa every year. But they say no. Chagigah sarbasa is only reshus. If you have a lot of people and each one is only going to get a kazayis basar, so first you shech, you bring a chagigah sarbasa, and everybody first eats. First everybody eats a little bit of chagigah and then they eat the korban pesach at the end. That is shemidach alasos. So that's the first machlokes. So we pass in chagigah sabasa. Most of the rishonim pass in not like this. They pass chagigah sabasa is only reshus. It's not a chayva.
Especially when
Pesach
is an Arab Shabbos.
The Arab
Shabbos
on Pesach. Oh, so the Gemara says, the Gemara has like this. On the assumption that you hold like, Ben Taima, like this Tana. That Chagigah Sabbos is a chayva, you must always bring a Chagigah on Erev Pesach because it has all the same dinim, exactly the same dinim as Korban Pesach, and it has to be eaten sli. and it's only nechal yom v'laylo. It's not that normal chagiga is nechal shnei yom v'laylo. Kama shlamim nechal shnei yom v'laylo echad. So Ben Taimis says no chagiga is habasar. It's mamish like a korban pesach. It's only nechal yom v'laylo. And there's an Issa Shvira Setzim, and it has to be Dafke Zochanan, and the Kev, and it has to be Ben Shnatza before the first birthday. All the exact dinim, the same as the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara now has a further machloikis. Maybe you should push your luck a little further. The din is that when Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, so the Shchitas HaKorban Pesach is Becha Shabbos. So would you say also that Shchitas Chagigas HaBos is also Becha Shabbos? So the Gemara says, yeah, there's one Tana Ben Duritoi. He went like Ben Tema and one step further. And we hold that he went one step further over the cliff. That's one step too far. The Gemara said, for sure, that's out of the question. We don't pass like Ben Dutton. It's certainly not Deicha Shabbos. But he held that is mamish, everything exactly the same. Chagigas HaBos is exactly the same as Korban Pesach. And it's even Deicha Shabbos. So Hayyai said, we don't pass that as Deicha Shabbos. So that's what Taisa says this year on the second Seder. So why do we have the second Seder on the assumption that maybe the first day Pesach was really Erev Yontif? And the second day Pesach is Yontif. So then, from that viewpoint, the Erev Pesach Shkoli is B'Shabbos. Right? Shabbos, the first day Pesach was really Erev Yontif. So in that case, so we would paskin, you don't bring any Chagigas HaBos. Because we paskin against Ben Dutoy. Chagigas HaBos is not Decha Shabbos. So you shouldn't have Shnei Tavshilin. You should only have Tavshil Echad. And to the first day, you should have Shnei Tavshilin. Echad Zechel HaPesach, Echad Zechel HaChagiga. So the second Seder this year is the Chmatzoi Shabbos. The Taisa says you should only have one Tavshil, because the one Zechel HaChagiga is out of the picture, it's out of the question. We don't pass like Ben Dutoy. So Taisa says, no, that's a little too much to say like that. That you're making it, that it's mamish, like, as if it's a Chagiga. Someone will think that it's mamish. Echel Nira Kechel Kachem Achutz or something like that. No, it's only a Zechel, Nish Gefela. They make the Zechel for both, even on... Even when it's Leil Matzoi Shabbos. That's how we assume. But they allude, Taisus alludes to the fact that there were Bali Al Taisus who only had one Tavshil when it was a Matzoi Shabbos. We would only have one Tavshil. Right? That's why we change. That's why many Haggadahs have the Nusach change. When you say the Brach Hashir Gyalonu, the Golas have said it many times, so we ask about Kosher that the Rabbanim Shalom should give us the Tziyah to see the Binyan Irechos. Next year we should see the Beis Hamikdash b'Binyana, and we should be Noi Hashem min Azvachim u'min Hapsachim. We should eat min Azvachim. The Zvachim means the Chagigas HaBosar, the Zevach HaShlamim, u'min Hapsachim. Why in this order? Because the minig always was that the din was first you eat the Chagigas and then you eat the Korban Pesach HaLasov at the end. But it says if it's Motzoi Shabbos, if the Haggadah is observed the second night of Pesach this year. So the second night, so that's on the assumption. Well, in Eretz Yisrael there is no. In Eretz Yisrael there is no second night. Yeah. So first we have to say what it says in Haggadah. So on the standard Haggadah, in many Haggadahs it says, when the Seder this year, the second Seder is Amatzoi Shabbos, so you shouldn't say that we will eat min Azvachim and min Apsachim, because whenever Pesach is on Motzoi Shabbos, only Shchitas HaPesach is Deicha Shabbos. You don't bring a Chagigas HaBosar on Shabbos. So you'll only bring the Chagigah in the middle of Yontif, like on Shavuos and on Sukkot, you bring the Chagigah in the middle. On Pesach you bring two Chagigahs, you bring one Chagigah on Erev Pesach if it's not Shabbos, and then the other Chagigah in the middle of Yontif to be Yotzei the Chiyuv of Chagigah, the standard din of Chagigah, it's really a Chayvah. So whenever Erev Pesach Choli is B'Shabbos, so there won't be a Chagigah HaBosar, so then you switch around the Nusach and you say, Menoch HaShem Min HaPesachim, we'll eat the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach by the Seder. And then in the middle of Pesach, we'll eat the regular Korban Chagigah that we'll bring later. That's the reason for the Shinui Nusach. Why it says in many Haggadahs that on Matzoi Shabbos, you should reverse the order, because when Pesach falls on Matzoi Shabbos, you don't bring a Chagigah HaBos. So the later post contended that it doesn't make any sense. Just because this year Pesach happens to fall out on Matzoi Shabbos, doesn't mean at all that next year is going to be on Matzoi Shabbos. Here, every year we talk about next year. There's man she'ein beis hamikdash kain, so we say, Rabbeinu shalom, kenei Hashem, kenei li'agiyenu, l'mayadim, l'gram achelam, abayim, l'kosenu, l'shalom, smechem, ibn yinirecha, v'sasim, avidisecha, yihirotin, you should give us a seer, we should see next year the beis hamikdash, and we should eat next year the Korban Pesach. So you're talking about next year. So what does it got to do with this year? Just because you should look on the calendar, if next year
That's what the Rishonim Tanya. If next year is going to be Motzei Shabbos, the year before, the year before, you should say, you should reverse the status. Zulo Shamayin Ve'Yoylam, Avadanit. So they Tanya. So it doesn't make sense to say. If you're saying this year for next year, why do you change the Nusach? What's going to be next year? So that's why the Tanya doesn't make any sense. If it doesn't make any sense, where in the world did it come from? Who was the one who made this Hagor? Who was the one who wrote this Nusach? So that's what the Rav Baruch Epstein, Tanya, in his autobiography, Mekor Baruch, he has a whole long section which is entitled Kochavim Notzitzim, where he has a lot of Hasharis. He thinks that there are a lot of things that are misprints in the Siddur and the Haggadah and the Matzah and so on. So this is one of them. So he writes that he thinks that originally somebody wrote down on the side of the Haggadah that the Mishnah Shebe Yerushalmi or the Mishnah Shebe Mishnayis. The Mishnah Shebe Mishnayis, the Girsa is the reverse. It says, V'nechasham min ha-psochem min ha-zochem. In the Gemara it says, V'nechasham min ha-zochem min ha-psochem. And in the Mishnayis it says, V'nechasham min ha-psochem min ha-zochem. So someone wrote down that the Mishnah Shebe Mishnayis says like that. So then they made a Rashi Tevis out of that. The Mishnah Shebe Mishnayis. So they wrote Beis Mem Shin. Mem Shin. So then the later printers could figure out what in the world is Beis Mem Shin, Mem Shin. So they wrote, for Matzai Shabbos, you say this Nusach. So he thinks that that's a misprint. The practice was they always brought it, except when it fell out on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos. They always brought a Chagigas HaBros. So that's the Machlokes, Ben Taim and the Chachamim, where the... We for sure don't pass like Ben Dutoy. That's out of the question. Ben Dutoy holds that it's even Derech HaShabbos, Chagigas HaBros and Derech HaShabbos. That's for sure not. The only thing that's up for grabs is the Machlokes HaRishonim, do we pass like Ben Taimah? So Taisis claims, Chastam Mishnah, Halacha Chastam Mishnah, Laila Zekulot Tzli. So that shows that we pass like Ben Taimah. Ben Taimah holds that it's a Chayva, that you always have to bring Chagigas HaBros. And other Rishonim say it's not so. We don't even pass that it's a Chayva. In fact, the Gemara speaks about the Shnei Tavshilim. What should they be? So since Echad Zecha LePesach Vechad Zecha LaChagiga Hasvor Nasenet, they should both be flesh. You should have two pieces of flesh. The Gemara says that if you don't want to, you don't have to. You can have vegetables, you can have other things. So the Rambam writes his minig, Mevi'im Shnei Mini Basa. You have two pieces of flesh. And our minig is not so. Our minig is that we have a Zroa and a Beitza. So
they make it Tzlito.
Yeah, we make it Tzlito. Taisa recommends you should make them both Tzlito. You should broil the egg, not stump cook it. After you cook, make a hard boiled egg, you should broil it. And you should broil, you have the cooked wing of the chicken, the fligale, so you should broil it also because Taisa claims to be passing like dentine. And others point out that lechere, what's the reason why we have, if the Gemara says that you have shnei minibos, the Rambam writes the minig was that they took shnei minibos. The Gemara seems to say that that's a mitzvah la mahadrim and a mahadrim, to have the fanciest you can have, a shnei minibos. So why is it that we don't have that minig? Why we don't take any basa? We take zroa. A lot of people take a fligala. Fligala and an egg. Why don't we do the mitzvah of having two mini basa? So some achrenim write that the minig is to demonstrate that one is chayv and one is reshus. That one is zecha lepesach, that's a chayv. And the zecha lachagigas habasa is a reshus, it's not a chayv. So you want to demonstrate that it's a lower madrega, so you have dafka something that's not flesh. One should be flesh, one should not be flesh. And a hanami, the way we have is a tie to the satsang. We insist on having both flesh to satisfy what Taisa says, and we do pass like Ben Taima. And others say that the reason why we bedafka take one as boss and one as less than boss is to show that it's only rishus. And the Habgur says that's another minig. The Rambam writes another minig that since the first night of Pesach always falls out on the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, so therefore we have a Zecha Lavela, so we eat eggs. Because the minig is that for the Suda Savroa, you give eggs. That's a different minig to eat the egg. But the minig to have the egg on the, as one of the Shnei Tavshilim, that you don't have to eat that. You get to the Shnei Tavshilim by having it. And then there are more rites such a minig that many people have, many people don't have, that you eat. Everybody eats eggs. Zecha Lavela. Zecha L'Chur B'Beis Amin.
Justify the minhag, justify the minhag,
Yeah, you could. If you don't hold like Tentenu.
Yeah, so that would reconcile with always saying.
You always say. I don't know why. I do know why. Yeah. They didn't do it though.
Because you wouldn't need to have the knife. If you brought Yud Gimel, can he do Gimel and Yud Aleph?
Oh, yeah, it would be after this man. That's right. Only that's the Yom of Laila Efer. It's the Laila Efer. Not the Laila Efer. Yeah, that's an Issa Deraisi. Yeah, that's an Issa Deraisi. Most of the time, the Machlek, but he hype chorus if he eat it then. Does it have a din of Neisser already? No, it doesn't have a din of Neisser till the morning. But it's an Issa Deraisi to eat it then. Yeah, Vana. That's why they didn't do it. Because it wouldn't help.
That's right.
So the manishtano, whether the child asks, or the way we have the gears and the Rambam, the Omer HaHagodah asks, is a special requirement so that Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach should be in the form of Shedus of Tshuvas regarding Mitzvah Salayla. That's lined up in the Pesukim. They have to be Shedus of Tshuvas regarding Mitzvah Salayla. So we ask the Shedus on the Mitzvah Salayla. So what do we ask? So Bizman HaMikdash they asked on Pesach, on Matzah and Amor. Pesach was Tzli. Matzah alayla zekula matzah, and morah alayla zemor. Yes, kan pesach matzah mor. Then yes, kan hasebe. What's our mitzvah is hasebe? So the Rambam writes that hasebe is a mor, says a mitzvah with the rabbanon. Hasebe is not a dinner, it's a mitzvah with the rabbanon. What's the mitzvah? So the Rambam writes, see, the Mefarshim ask if you're asking on the mitzvah alayla, so why don't you ask already on Arba Kaisis? So all year long you drink Arba Kaisis. Sometimes at weddings they drink, keep on drinking a toast to this one, a toast to that one. But that's all year long we don't drink so many toasts. So except on Pesach night you drink four times l'chai. Yeah. So why don't you ask on that? So the Rav was fond of saying over from the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that the Rambam writes that Hesebe and Abrikosis are two parts of the same mitzvah. That there is a din minatarechai vodam niris hasatz makibu hu yatsim mitzvah. That's a very difficult mitzvah. A person has to have the attitude and the feeling as if he just experienced it yes mitzvah. Because we have the feeling as if we just left Mitzrayim, there's a chiv tonight to say halal. Normally, you don't say halal balal, you say halal bayom. Every yom, we say halal bayom. Manishtan alayla, you say halal balal also. There's a halal b'shatanes, because we have a chiv to say halal, because we feel as if we just left Mitzrayim. The halal is only maybe midirabbanan, but the chiv liris is asking for the yotze. That's a chiv deraisa. This is a very shver chiv. I remember one of my rabbis once said that's the most difficult mitzvah on Pesach night. The eating the matzah and the mor, the grand Pesach and the hasev and avikar, everything is easy. But to be in that mood, the attitude, to have that feeling, what exactly does that mean? You have to have the feeling as if that's so. We have experienced so many different revolutions through all the generations. What does that mean? So therefore we feel as if we just left and so on. It's a very difficult din, and it's a very difficult feeling to have, because we don't know exactly what it means. That's a din minatera. Then the Rambam writes, but there's a din midirabbana, that's again easy. The person has to demonstrate. The demonstration is easy. You have hesed and you have arbekaisis. You drink l'chaim like free men, and yit be'hesed like free men. The avarim were never drinking, the avarim are giving coffee. They didn't give him schnapps to drink lachan. They didn't give him wine, and the rabbanim weren't given mitzvah to relax as they're eating. They ate their food on the floor. So these two abikosis with hasebe are two parts of the same mitzvah. So that's how the Nesivis explains, and the Ma'aseh Nishma God explains that the reason why we have to ask Manishtana regarding the mitzvah Salayla. So yes, Pesach, Matzah, Morah. Those are the three. And what are the other two? So the question regarding hasebe covers already abikosis. Abikosis and hasebe are the same. Same mitzvah with the rabban. What's the other question? What's the fifth question of matbilim? What mitzvah is matbilim that you're asking about? Matbilim is only a heker l'tinoikis. So what's the matbilim? The bishleim, if you hold like the Rambam, that once they were misakin with the rabban, and the reason why they were misakin karpas was heker l'tinoikis. But the Rambam says once they were misakin, you have to have karpas up there, you have to have a kazayis, and every single member of the household has to have a kazayis. And then the Rambam writes Aloche, you have to be a genius to know the Haggadah by heart. You have to be talented, because they didn't have written Haggadahs. There's not a Gemara, there's not a Rambam. They had to say the whole Haggadah by heart. So how are they going to remember the whole Haggadah by heart? So the Rambam quotes from the Rif that it's the responsibility of the local rabbi to go around to all about to make a Seder for everybody, all together. Or
to go. Everyone wants to make their own Seder. The rabbi has to go to everyone's house and zog up the Gantza Haggadah for them, and then go home and prabha the Haggadah at home. So the question is, well, how many brachas can the rabbi say for the Baal Batim? He's going to say Kiddush. Can I say Kiddush and not eat? So he says, no problem. I can say Kiddush and not eat. I say Alachilas Matzah. Can I say Hamoiti also? So the Gemara says, yes, I can even say Hamoiti Alachilas. I can even say Hamoiti and not eat, because the Hamoiti comes together with Alachilas Matzah. I can say Alachilas Mar. The benching, you have to say your own benching. I can't bench for you if I'm not eating here. Asher Galono, I can say for you. The Brichas Hashir, Nishmas, I can say everything for you. What about the Borei Priho Adoma on the Karpas? That's a plain old Brichas Hanehen. Can I say Borei Priho Adoma on you, and I'm not going to eat? I'm not going to say Kiddush till tell my wife, go take a good nap. I'm going to come home at 3 o'clock tonight. To start, I have to go to every home of every Balabas and have the Haggadah. They don't want to eat together in shul. Everybody wants to be a big shot. That's
it. It goes on tomorrow.
It goes on tomorrow too. That's a shayla whether the Baruch Adama covers the tomorrow. So the Rambam quotes from the Rif, I can say Baruch Adama to be mighty them. So Rabbi Kiveger and Orachayim, the Mechaber quotes this. Mechaber quotes this Rambam in the Rif. So Rabbi Kiveger says the reason why, what you're saying is a good reason, but it's only according to one opinion in Tosis, that Baruch Adama goes on tomorrow. So Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Rishonim, I think, who say a different reason why. Once the Chachamim were Mesakan that you have to eat Karpas, so the Karpas is very shana mitzvah sachila, and the Borei Pri Hadomo is like a bracha on the mitzvah. They have to do the mitzvah. So that's this Rambam Shita, that Karpas is very shana mitzvah. Even though the whole reason why the Chachamim were motivated to institute it was only had Kerel Tinoikis, you have to do Shinuyim, Kadesh Yishavat Tinoikis, but once they were Mesakan it, they have to shana mitzvah sachila, and the Rambam says everybody has to have his eyes, and every member of the household. The Rambam is mashma that if he would have held the way we hold, that it's not a mitzvah sachina, you don't need a kezayis. We're makbid bedavka not eat a kezayis. We have a whole reason in Shulchan Aruch why bedavka eat less than a kezayis, because of the bracha achronim problem. So the Rambam is mashma, then you wouldn't require of every member of the household to have a nibble of the karpas. We would be yaita the hekeru the tinoikas with the father of the household dipping him. But since the Rambam says you need a kezayis, so therefore kolecha v'yecho recho kezayis. It's a mitzvah sachila. So the Rav used to say, Bishleim, if you all like the Rambam, that Karpas is a mitzvah sachilim and the Rabbanon. So there's another mitzvah salayla, so you understand why they put in Matbilim into the Manishtana. That's one of the mitzvah salayim and the Rabbanon. And what's taka the answer that we give to all these? So we say later, on the Pesach, is there Shana, Pesach Shariah, we say no Echlim, Matzah Zul Shana Echlim, Mar is there Shana Echlim, and then we say about the Hasebe, and the Abukosis, that we're B'nai Chorin, and we show that we're B'nai Chorin by eating the Hasebe and drinking Abukosis. When do we give the reason for the Karpas? So we say, Kadeshi Yishalu Hatinoikos, and it's a chiv to tell the children. We have to tell a story to the children. Now we'll put the children to sleep and then with the adults we'll talk. No, the holy mitzvah is to tell the children. If you have no children, you have no grandchildren there, so then you tell your wife, then you tell yourself, then you tell our neighbors, friends, whatever. But the mitzvah is to, so that's the, he's supposed to explain at that point, and that's why we did all the wild things in the beginning to arouse everybody's attention that you should stay awake and make sure that you listen to the end. So this is Nicha, if you hold like the Rambam. It is taka mitzvah mit the Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah of karpas. But the way it's generally assumed that karpas is nishke mitzvah, it's allowed to have kerele tenekes. You can't call it a mitzvah sachilim mit the Rabbanon. So what is the, why do we include it in the manashtan and the matbilin? So the Rav used to say, so it goes on charoises. Charoises is, the Rambam passing charoises is a mitzvah. Charoises is a mitzvah, either zechel atit, or zechel atapuach, or zechel adam, whatever the reason is. So since charoises is a mitzvah, so the matbilin as a shayla has a place, has meaning, it makes sense, because you're speaking about one of the other mitzvahs halayla. You have to ask, why do we do all the mitzvahs halayla? And then you have to tell a whole explanation and explain why this mitzvah is done because of this part of the story, that mitzvah is done because of that part of the story, and so on and so forth.
But if you hold that the Jesus killed the worm, it's not a mitzvah.
Then it's not a mitzvah. Then it's not a mitzvah, exactly. That's the question that tastes sincere. If you eat mara in the middle of the meal, it doesn't fit in. Let's say a person has a lollipop in the middle of the meal. So you have to say shahakal on that. Just because it said amoichi doesn't cover everything and everything, anything and everything. and only covers those things that belong that fit in. The ones you want to say that the Mara does fit in. First of all, it's normal to eat. Lettuce in the middle of a meal. People do it all year long to eat lettuce. And secondly, even if you eat horseradish or something abnormal, but tonight it's on the menu. The Torah says that tonight it's on the menu, so it does fit in. So that's one opinion of Tosfos, is that it's covered with the hamoitzi because it's Zvam Havoy Machmas Asura. And the other opinion is no, this wild vegetable just doesn't fit into the meal, and it should really require a Barbi Adoma. And that's why we recited the Barbi Adoma on the carpet before to cover the Mara. I said, why not say Bar Pi Adam? And Morris said, basically gives a whole complicated explanation why.
Says that if you don't have in mind earlier, then you're
not saying with the no, we go to Chumra in both directions. So we go to Chumra when we say Bar Pi Adam on the Karpas, we should have in mind that this Bar Pi Adam should cover the Mara as well. You have to tell all the members of the household. And then you tell them, make sure that you don't eat a kazayis of the karpas. The Rambam says, you have to eat a kazayis. But we don't follow the Rambam. We tell them, make sure you don't eat a kazayis. Usually people are hungry. They're waiting so long till Seisat Kacham, so they'd like to eat a lot of potatoes. So you have to tell them not to. They should refrain from eating so many potatoes. Or they should continue to eat potatoes throughout the Haggadah, one or the other. Because if they're going to just have a kazayis of potatoes now, and then have a long pause, and one day in Tosfos is, better to Hesach Hadas. So they should say a burn of ashes after eating the potatoes. And even if they're planting more potatoes in the middle of the meal, if let's say you go to a smorgasbord and you set a bracha on food, and then there's going to be a hafsoka, 2 hour hafsoka, an hour and a half hafsoka until you're going to get to the meal, you have to say a bracha achronim when you have the smorgasbord, and then say a new bracha when you get to the meal. If it's going to be, the fellow's gnashing at the smorgasbord up until a badekin. And then he knows, right after badekin comes the chuppah, right away he's going to wash and going to eat. A half an hour. And a halt mitten, he's hungry. This is his supper tonight. So then, if he plans to eat the same type of food in the middle of the meal that he's eating by the smorgasbord, so he said the bracha rishon about the smorgasbord, he's going to continue to eat the same in the middle of the meal, and he's going to cover everything with the benching at the end. He has to wash because he's going to have bread later. If he had bread by the smorgasbord, he doesn't have to wash again. Everything's covered. If he didn't wash, but he plans to eat the same type of nash in the middle of it, he's going to have flesh, shahako, mezainis. He's going to have the same kind of thing. So then he just continues to eat, and he says the benching and the benching cover. The Tosfos has the two opinions, whether the long reciting of the Haggadah constitutes a hesach hadas in between the karpas, if the person keeps on nibbling karpas the whole time, so there's no hesach hadas, there's no problem. But most people don't keep on nibbling. They eat the karpas, mess up the karpas, and then they say Haggadah, till they get to Hamoitzi. So if there's going to be a long pause, and you hold like that day, that it's a Hesach Hadas, so you should have said Bar Nefashas before. So that's why we recommend that you should eat less than a Kazayis. So you go to Chumra in both directions. You say Bar Pri Hadoman, you have in mind that they should cover the Maror. Following that opinion, it tells us that it's not a Hesach Hadas. It's printed in the Haggadah, so it's not a Hesach Hadas. This is the Seder Ayam tonight. But then on the other hand, we're careful not to eat a Kazayis of Karpas, because if you would, and one opinion in Tosfos holds that you should say Bar Nefashas because it is Hesach Hadas. So that's, we go to Chumra in both directions. But let's say if the person didn't have in mind when he said Bar Pi Adama, we wouldn't tell him that he should say Bar Pi Adama on the Mar. We would follow the other opinion that it's covered with Amaitzi. It is covered with Amaitzi.
You say tonight,
sure, that's the Pesumim Yisa. The Chai Vodim Laharis Asatma is the Pesumim Yisa, the Arba Kaisis, with the Hesed. Why don't we insist on having a public set? Everybody should go.
That's why they all go to hotels.
No. It's a good time. Okay. Isn't that next week? We'll continue.